The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's the first day of February, and the regular season's drawing to an end. The Horizon Sports Network's here in Monterey tonight, along with the Bulldog basketball teams, where third-year head coach Matt Walker and his 20-6 Lady Bulldogs looked a rebound after their loss Monday night against Clark Range. And 19th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 23-2 Bulldog squad seek their 14th consecutive win, along with sole ownership of the regular season district number one seed. Blocking the way for the black and gold are two Wildcat teams that are both hungry for victories. Head coach Mark Sims and his 1-23 Lady Wildcats need a signature win to help transform this program, while head coach Adam West and his 21-6 Wildcats would love to put the first blemish on the Bulldogs' perfect District 6A record. Settle in and enjoy the broadcast this evening as we prepare for Monterey and Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is the Clark West pregame show. Folks, we're excited to have you with us for our ninth Clay County basketball broadcast of this season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll do the best I can to describe the play-by-play action for you tonight. Later on, we'll be joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims and then by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by a man who needs no introduction, Thomas Weaver.
Well, thank you, Daniel. I can't think of any other place I'd rather be than sitting here courtside with you, Daniel. We're used to making doing the stands on the road, but this is the second time the folks here at Monterey have given us a front row seat to all the action. This is a nice place up here on the mountain. We were just talking about how it interworks with the football field. Not sure how old this school is.
This is the third year in this gym. Only the second year we broadcast from it. It's really nice. I love our gym at home, but this is, as far as, you know, just a cool layout and stuff, probably the nicest in the region.
It is so far. Of course, it is the newest.
Yeah,
so that always helps a lot. Well, you know, up there in Clark Range, we called it Ladies' Night on Monday night, Daniel. But tonight's kind of all about this showdown of top teams in the district. The Dogs are on a roll, remain unbeaten in this league, as you said earlier on. But the Wildcats have won 20 games, too, and only lost two conference games. So this is going to be a good one, especially playing here at Monterey.
It will. You know, they beat us up here last year, I guess it was, in a game we broadcast, and they bested us two of three times last year. These Monterey returning starters, they're kind of used to beating Coach Edwards and his team. That's not something many teams can boast of.
No, there's not a whole lot that can. You're right. And I don't know if they're used to it, Daniel. They may have done it last year, but
that was
it didn't happen too much before that. And we're not going to let them get used to it this time around,
I don't think, either.
And the girls' game, you know, the Lady Dogs are looking to get up off the mat after that loss at Clark Range. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see them rebound tonight. Good chance for them to get a little confidence back.
It is. This is a team, a Monterey team, while they've worked hard, they're honestly, they're not a match for Clay County. Can we lose this game? Absolutely. You know, we can step on the court, play horribly, and lose it, but that shouldn't happen.
I don't think so either. So we're excited about those two games, no doubt, tonight we're going to have in front of us. But we're always excited to talk about our generous group of sponsors, Daniel. What a response we've gotten from them when they were called on to help. And they just, they're the ones that make these broadcasts possible.
They are. I hope they listen and enjoy them, and we'll be willing to come back next year.
Me too. And you know what? We've been getting a lot of feedback from our listeners lately. And we hope the sponsors are hearing it too. So we want to ask everybody that's listening to drop them a word of thanks the next time you visit their places of business or run into them in public at the grocery store or whatever. They definitely deserve it. And we're tickled to death to hear the comments about people enjoying it. But they're the ones that need to know, Daniel.
They are. Like you said, we love doing this. But honestly, could we come and do it night in and night out without that support? Probably not.
I agree with you. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network, how it came to life, Daniel. It's an extension of our long-running Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, which comes out weekly in Salina and covers all of Clay County and much more. So we hope folks listen will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. You know, Daniel, this week's paper covered the Trousdale County and the Piggott County wins, and we hit on them in our last two broadcasts as well. And the next paper doesn't come out until Tuesday, so instead of the Del Hall Horizon recap, we're going to give you a preview of what's going to be in print next week about Monday night's Clark Range games. Man, that's a tough place for either Clay County team to play, Daniel. And you know, it didn't go the Lady Dogs' way.
It didn't, and it was all about that initial onslaught that they did not handle very well from Coach Rogers and his Lady Buffaloes. I know at the end of the first quarter, it's 25-5, and that tone was set early. I don't want to say that our girls quit, because you'll share some stuff that will show that they did draw it back down.
They did.
Through the second half of play, but you're looking at the number two team in the state with arguably the greatest girls coach in Tennessee history.
Sure.
And they came out ready to play. They played at the higher level of their ability, and when they do that, they're good.
And I think you'll hear later on in an interview with Coach Walker, you know, huge win the Friday night before, Daniel. We're talking about two nights ahead when they beat Piggott County. It's hard to get that energy up and the grind and the toughness of this district schedule, especially on a game that was moved up a day to Monday night. So, anyway, tough one for the Lady Dogs, really was. And it all started with that 25-5 first quarter. I think Coach said they shot over 50% from three and 90% from the floor from two during that first quarter, Daniel. And just nothing they could do with Clark Range.
That wasn't. Clark Range drove. They got to the basket. They earned a lot of those high-percentage shots by the hustle of getting to the hoop, but when you shoot 50% from behind the arc, you're just on.
You are. But Clay County did scratch back and got within 12 at halftime. And then it was about that third quarter, Daniel, when they started, cut it to single digits right in the beginning. But it didn't last. You know, Clark Range went on a run, got it quickly back out to 15 or 16, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, and they rolled to the 63-38 final in that one.
They definitely. The Lady Buffaloes used that home court advantage. Clay County's a tough place to come and play. Clark Range may be a little tougher.
It may be, and they did it. They had one person in double digits at Salina whenever we beat them down there. This time around, they had four. And Clay County, Kenzie Arms is the only one in double figures with 13. Rachel Copas kept us in it early with 9 points. Taylor Strong held to 7. Maddie Harlan had 2. And Katie Arms had 2. Hannah Rains also had 2. And Cherokee Upton, a 3-pointer, late in that contest. On the boys' side, thank goodness it was a different story, Daniel. Though it wasn't easy, the Dogs ended up carrying home a victory over the Buffaloes.
Clark Range, you know, they would not go away. We'd pull out from them, they'd battle back. We'd pull out, they'd battle back. So credit to them. But, the quality of Coach Edwards' abilities and his players' abilities really shined during that second half.
Just like all these district games have been the first time around, or the second time around, Daniel, pretty tight at the half. Clay County only led 30-22. All about that third quarter again. Clark Range had it back down to a 3-point ball game, and that's when Landon Woodcock buried a three, and Jake Ashlock went to work in the paint with all of his, nine of his 11 points came in that third quarter stretch, where they went on a 17-0 run and went up 20 points before heading into the fourth quarter.
You're not going to lose many games when you have a 17-0 run at any point during
right.
the contest.
And the Buffaloes did claw back within about 11, but Landon Woodcock nailed another three, sparked his team, and honestly, that could have been a historic three, Daniel. Woodcock went over 1,000 in this contest.
He did, and something that we kind of pointed out on social media, I know Coach Edwards specified exactly, he did it in 56 games, less than two full seasons as a Bulldog. This does not include numbers from his freshman sophomore campaigns at Smith County High School. So over 1,000 points in less than two full seasons as a Bulldog, that's pretty good.
It is. The final in that one, folks, was 64-48 in the Bulldog favor. Ashlock finished with 11. Woodcock had a game-high 19 points. Heath Kimes had 8. Gavin Silk, 6. B.J. Everton, 8. Mason Sharp, 8. Grant Strong and Sage Tiernan had a bucket off the bench. Folks, next week, get all the details from those games, tonight's games here in Monterey, in your Del Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Monterey here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Carquest Free Game Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. To begin, we'll take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. Lady Wildcats have never qualified for the state tournament. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10. They've had 4 state runner-ups, and most recently, they won the state championship in 2012. That's the last time they advanced. Now we'll look at the series between tonight's teams. This is the 29th meeting with Monterey since 2008. The Lady Bulldogs are 24-4 against the Lady Wildcats during that time. We currently hold a 9-game winning streak in the series, and the Black and Gold Ladies defeated Monterey 88-54 on January the 4th back in Salina. Several players have had success. If you heard that broadcast earlier in the year, you've heard these versus Monterey. We'll share them again, starting off with blocks. 3 Lady Bulldogs tied with 4 blocks apiece against Monterey. Those ladies are McKenna Miles, Carla Davis, and Riley Edwards.
Steals, the great Amanda Kendall had 9 in 1997.
Rebounds, Shannon Key, the year 2000, 14 rebounds against Monterey.
And we got 5 tied in the assist category with 9, a huge number. Melissa Webb, 1994. Sonia Smith, 92. 2014, Ashley Owens, 1995. My classmate, Emily McLaren. And Amanda Kendall again with 9 assists in 1998.
What a trio, or actually a whatever quintet. I think that's a quintet of guards. Free throws made. Caitlin McLean hit 11 in 2014.
3-pointers made on this floor, Daniel. I'll never forget it. Taylor Strong dropped 9 from deep.
I'm not sure, but that may be the highest mark for a Lady Bulldog in any competition, not just against Monterey. Points, 2 ladies tied. Loretta Rich, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, all the way back in 1958, and Tammy Melton in 1979. They each had 38 points against Monterey. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Monterey Wildcats have made 3 appearances in the state tournament, most recently was last year, where they lost in the semifinals to Loretto. The Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, most recently for them was last year, where they lost to Douglas in the opening round. Concerning the series with Monterey, this is the 28th meeting since the 2008 season began, and the Clay County boys have a 24-3 record against the Wildcats during those contests.
You said they were used to it, didn't you?
I said that the current Wildcat returning starters had become used to it, because 2 of those 3 losses did come last year against the Wildcats. the Bulldogs do have a 1-game win streak in the series. That win came back on January 4th in Salina, 68-40. Several players, again, on the boys' side have had success in the series with blocks there. This was his senior year, I believe. White Mabry had 3 against Monterey in 2016.
Steals, 3 tied at the top with 5 in the contest against the Wildcats. Tyree Key, 2015. Corey Hamilton, 2011. And Sean Garrett, inducted into Hall of Fame, in 2000, had 5 steals in 2009.
He likely will be if you take the Sports Hall of Famer, Thomas. Mm-hmm. A little bit of prophecy there. Rebounds, 13 leads the way. It's Tyree Key, his senior year in 2017.
Assists, 8 assists, Ethan Burville in 2008.
Free throws made. No surprise. Tyreek Key, this one came in postseason action in 2017, knocked down 13.
How many times have we seen this name in three-pointers made in a contest versus every team? Trent Bowles had five in 2011.
Definitely one of the great shooters from behind the arc. And finally, leading the way in overall points, Tyreek Key had 44 against them during his final season as a Bulldog. We'll move on now to the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members that we've been highlighting each week, a male and a female. Tonight's female will be from the second class in 2011. Tonight's male from that inaugural class. Thomas, I'll let you start off with the female.
Well, we're starting with Judy Boone Jones, played in the 1960s. She was a four-year starter in basketball during Solana's early glory years, 60 to 64, Daniel. She never missed a game, and she broke into the starting lineup in her second game her freshman year, and the rest was history. She earned All-District 4 years, All-Region 2 years, All-Mid-State 2 years, and her teams won the district 3 years in a row. With a pretty good record, 62.
Well,
oh, I'm sorry, those
years.
3 years. I apologize. In 62, 63, and 64 is when they won the district, swept it for 3 years, and she was a defensive specialist. She never scored a point, Daniel. I think we talked about somebody else already this year that played defense only. And she played in the old 3-on-3 era. But she was definitely considered one of the black and gold's finest ever for the Lady Dogs.
Has to be, as she was brought in only that second class of the Hall of Fame. Early on, she was somebody they identified as, Judy Boone Jones needs to be in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
Now on the male side, Joe Sims. If you've been around Clay County at any point in the last basically 40 years, you know who Joe Sims is. His career did extend from the 80s all the way into the 2010s. Sims took over the Salina High School girls team in the 86-87 season, and during his 24-season career, he transformed that program into one of the state's most feared and respected. Sims' career did have two different stints as a head coach. Initially, as we said, from 1987 through 2004, and then from 2011 through 2016, he just couldn't stay away from it, got an itch for it, and he came back. And you know what, folks? His team's compiled a 490 to 282 record during his career. That career includes 14 sub-state appearances and 10 trips to the state tournament. Sims finished second in the state four times, and he won that state title, as we all know, back in 2012. He also served during his time as the Tennessee-Georgia All-Star Game coach back in 2002. I know that Lady Bulldog basketball was something that you just shared, Thomas, how back in the 60s and the 50s they were really good, but you know, there was a pretty long period where year in and year out, there was not a strong tradition. Coach Sims brought that back, and my entire life, we've been on top relatively because of him.
Yeah, we have, and you know, it started a little bit before me, but you know, during our career, we had some decent ball teams, you know, on the boys' side, but it was all about Coach Sims and those ladies, and it has been for quite some time. And let's face it, you win a state championship, the only state championship for Salina Clay County. You're part of history.
That's
yeah,
right.
And, you're a legend, and that's what Coach Sims is.
Certainly so. Folks, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals that you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest. The home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Monterey tonight, where the 23-2 Dogs will take on the 21-6 Wildcats, hoping to stay unbeaten in league play. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, first off, we're here at the Horizon Sports Network. Want to wish you a happy birthday. Heard you had a big day this week, and we're always appreciative of you sitting down with us.
Yeah, well, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. It's just when you get my age, it's just another day, really. So, but I appreciate the nod, at least.
You're welcome for that. Another grind-out type win up there at Clark Range the other night on Monday. Though you never trailed, the Buffaloes were no pushover again, Coach.
Well, they never are. Coach Pyle does a great job with them, and they're undersized a little bit this year, but they always shoot it well, and they play hard, and the old matchup zone always gives us struggles. But I thought offensively we had one of the better games we've had in a while as far as moving the ball and moving players around and getting player and ball movement. Really made them communicate and work a little harder on defense and stress that zone out a little bit to help us score.
And they hung around, especially in the first half. A two-point game, I think, until Mason Sharp came off the bench and drained 2 3-pointers in a row. And I think BJ had one from distance during that same stretch. And it kind of got it out to an 8-point halftime lead there. Pretty good. Sharp's kind of been coming on of late, I think.
He's kind of getting back to his old self, what we expect him to be. A little more consistent shooter playing well on the defensive end, so we're glad to have him, and he's a good six man for us, and hopefully that he maintains that and improves a little bit more.
And like I say, just up 8 at the half, and then to open the third quarter, I think they got it back to a 3-point game, but that's when your team went off. Another third quarter rally, Coach. This time, a 17-0 run to blow it open again, and you went up 20 after that.
We'd shot the ball pretty well the first half, so coming out, we took a couple threes early and missed them. Clark Range managed to get it back down to 3 or 5 or whatever it was there, and then we started going inside to Jake and Gavin, and that's really, I thought, really changed the momentum of the game. We started getting it inside and getting it to those guys, and they were finishing around the rim, and that allowed us to stretch a lead out.
I agree with you. I think at that point I kind of called it one of your best three-point nights. You made 6 or 7 or something like that. And then Ashlock, I think he scored 9 in a row during that stretch. It's
must be pretty nice when you can go to something like that.
Yeah, it is. You know, they're early in the game, like within the first 2 minutes of the game, we hit two threes, and I looked over at Coach Walker, and I see that's the same amount of threes we hit the entire game against them last time, and I think we ended up with nine. But you know, when we're clicking inside and outside, we're a pretty tough team to guard. Jake and as well as Gavin, you know, when they get on a roll inside, I mean, it's hard to stop them. Not many teams have the personnel to match up and guard both of them. And Jake in particular, the other night, that nine in a row run by himself was big.
It was sweet. But you know what? You got up 20 then, but Coach Pyle and his team just wouldn't go away. I think they got it to 11, maybe single digits. But another run, Landon Woodcock hit a three, kind of sparked a little 7-8-0 run there, and you kind of put it away from there.
We did. You know, Clark Range, I told the guys at the end of the third that he came over, and I don't remember what the lead was, but I reminded them that here, when we played Clark Range at home earlier in the year, we were up 16 in the third, and they got it back down to one possession game. So we knew they weren't going to go away. We knew they weren't going to quit. And sure enough, they hit some big shots late in the game. Hit a couple threes there to get it back to 11-12 points, and managed to stay close there until I think Landon hit a shot or two there late and helped us to put the nail in the coffin.
He did, and those shots were historic for him, Coach. Woodcock scored his 1,000th point up there in Clark Range, and he's done it in less than two seasons as a Bulldog. That's pretty impressive.
That's really impressive. You know, 56 games, I think, is actually what it took him to get to the 1,000-point mark, and you know, he's worked hard at it. You know, he's a great 3-point shooter, but he's really developed as far as being able to put the ball on the floor, elevate, shoot the jump shot, get into the lane and draw contact and get to the free throw line too. You know, I don't know how many free throws he's made in the last 2 years, but he's made a lot. I can say that. You know, that's really helped his point tally as well. So you know, Landon's a good player and a great teammate and a great kid to have around. So we're fortunate to have him, and we're glad to have him.
Sure you are, and you're going to need Woodcock tonight in the entire squad because I expect a similar fight like Clark Range put up for Monterey tonight. They've won 20 games too, Coach, and are a solid second in the league. I'm sure you expect a battle tonight, especially up there on the mountain.
Yeah, you know, that's the side of our worst loss last season, and we've been reminding them of that as the week's going on. As a matter of fact, in the locker room at Clark Range after the game, that's one of the things I talked about. You know, we celebrate a few minutes and then go ahead and start talking about the next one. But, yeah, they're a very capable team. You know, Peyton West, probably one of the best guards in the conference. And, you know, he's a tough matchup for us. He's really quick. He's got a quick release, shoots the ball well, can go to the left and go to the right equally well, sees the floor good. You know, he's just a tough matchup. Fortunately, here when we played him, we were able to hold him to five. He didn't have a good shooting night, but last year up there, I think they hit 13 or 15 threes on us. So, you know, it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a battle on the mountain tonight. But, you know, it'll be a good test for us. We need games like this going into the tournament. And, you know, we'll just go up and play and see what happens. And win or lose coming out, you know, hopefully we'll learn from it one way or the other.
And you kind of touched on it, heading into the tournament, Coach. You know, this one's kind of important. They've only lost two district games. They're sitting in second right behind you guys. You've got two tough ones left, including the Wildcats. Tonight's basically a game that can decide the regular season conference title early, Coach. If not, you know, you're looking at maybe a coin toss if you were to drop the next two. So kind of on the cusp here, Monterey is.
Well, it is. You know, we can still finish first or second, either one. And, you know, we're going to go play tonight like it's a do-or-die game, even though I know in the back of my mind it's not. But, you know, it would be nice to clinch it tonight, you know, with Red Bulling coming next week. And then that's not one we want to let slip away. So we want to win them all. We want to win out and finish undefeated in the conference if we can. But we know that coming up tonight's going to be a battle for sure.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk with us as always, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards.
brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog locker room with head coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County traveling to Monterey, where the 20-6 Lady Dogs will take on the 1-23 Lady Wildcats, hoping to hold on to their District 6A runner-up position. I'm here with head coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, thanks for taking the time again.
Thank you for being here.
Tough on Monday night up there at Clark Range, but, you know, your team's still where they want to be in the big picture. Heading into the postseason, Coach.
Absolutely. We was picked second at the start of the year, and that's where we're sitting right now with two district games to go. Big picture probably puts us playing Pickett in that second and third district semifinal game, assuming we all handle business and everything goes as it should between now and then. Puts us having to beat Pickett again.
Right. And it came behind what I basically described as a perfect storm that you guys ran into up there at Clark Range, Coach. Just a fast start and couldn't really recover.
It was, and going back a little bit to the game before, beating Pickett here, we've had a couple of games. We've used a lot of emotional energy, a big win against Pickett coming off that high,
right,
and then having to build yourself back up, practicing on a Sunday after beating Pickett on a Friday, and then one day to prepare really for the number two ranked team in the state. Wasn't a whole lot of preparation time. We was coming off a big win. And then, like you said, that fast start, you know, they've got a tremendous offensive team, and they come out and made shots. It was 50% from three the first quarter, 90% from two the first quarter.
Wow.
You know, they didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
And we just dug ourselves into a hole.
And you got to talk about, you mentioned those aspects of it, but that's one tough place to try to win a ball game up there, Coach. I think we've only won four up there in Clark Range in 30-something years.
Yeah, that's what I heard you say on the broadcast, forever. I talked to Coach Rogers and asked him the last time that he lost a home game was, and I think he said it was 3 years ago, Stone Memorial got him in overtime. Took overtime for a very good team to beat him 3 years ago. And the last time they lost a district home game, I don't know. I know 3 years ago they still had Karametis, so I know they wouldn't lose in a lot then.
Yeah.
So I'd say I'd go back 7 or 8 years for them to lose a district home game.
Yeah. You got to talk about that first quarter, down 25-5 at the end of it, but you rallied back and got it to 12 at halftime. What are you telling your team at the break, Coach?
Halftime, I told us that I thought we was playing very uncharacteristic of ourselves. We had a few quick shots, a few turnovers where they just got up and pressured us, and not even a trap, you know, just good man-to-man defense, and we look to make one pass and score versus being a little bit more patient with it. We forced the ball in a couple places where it shouldn't have went. And then on the defensive end, you know, we was giving up layups. We wasn't defending with the same effort that we did against Pickett or the first time that we played Clark Grange. So turnovers, not playing very good defense. Like you said, it was just kind of a perfect storm. In the second half, in the second quarter especially, second quarter, third quarter, we got back to playing a little bit more characteristic of us and was able to cut it down a little bit.
And then, you know, you really cut it down. Got it down to single digits early in the third quarter. But they responded, Coach. Had some of those uncharacteristic turnovers, you know, a few things like that, and it just kind of snowballed from there. It seemed like it was one of those nights.
It did. We cut it to 9 points, and then I think had maybe four straight turnovers. And as good as they are, you can't give them a turnover in the backcourt where they're shooting layups. And I think that's part of our growing experience. You know, we've still got two sophomores in the starting lineup, plus a freshman that plays quite a bit. And then, you know, a couple of those turnovers with our seniors as well. But every game that we're playing, I just feel like we're going to get better and better and build that big game experience and learn how to deal with some adversity. You know, that was really the first adversity we've had in a while. You know, we beat them last time we played them. We beat Pickett. We haven't been in that big game really since, I guess, since Christmas.
Right. And not a bad time to get it, you know, right here at the end of the season, like you say, getting a test right before the stretch of the district tournament. Not always bad to lose one.
Well, you never want to lose, but in the big scheme of things, I told our girls they beat us twice last year, and that didn't affect the way it come out come tournament time. And, you know, it doesn't affect us losing that game. We got to beat them when it counts. I heard Coach Sims on the broadcast that we're probably not going to beat them four times, and if you're going to lose one to them, now's the time to do it.
Right.
Beat them when it counts, and that's kind of our attitude going forward is let's beat them whenever it counts. And same thing being said with these other teams we're getting ready to play, Monterey, Red Bull, and you know, you got to have a yay game. You can't slip up any nights because we beat them twice already because we was in that boat last year. We was in the boat where we got beat by Clark Grange twice and got them in the tournament. We got beat by Jackson County twice last year and got them in the tournament. There's a lot of teams such as Monterey, Red Bull, and that's hungry to knock us off.
And I agree with you. You mentioned them. It's hard to believe there's only three regular season games left, and it's almost tournament time, Coach.
It is. There's very few games left, and I just hope our fans appreciate the effort these three seniors are putting out there night in, night out. There's only a few games left to enjoy them. Taylor and Kinsey have been two of the best scorers in the history of our program. Kinsey right now is closing in on some of the top tiers of the rebounding career leaders as well. I know that doesn't get as much publicity, but she's closing in on the top of the rebounding list as well. And Maddie, night in, night out, you know, nobody plays harder than Maddie. You know, she's one of those that I've really enjoyed coaching. She's one of those you put in, and she doesn't give you a lot of reason to take her out. She plays good defense. She's got good shot selection. She busts her butt. There's never a reason to take her out for not playing hard.
Yeah. And tonight, those seniors, it's a perfect opportunity for them to get some confidence back with a quick start. I'm sure that would be important to come out tonight and kind of blow this thing open early against a struggling Monterey team.
We hope so. But Monterey did score, I think, 55 or 58 on us here. So we've got to play a little better defense than we did last time. And like you said, just get back to playing characteristic basketball of us, get our defense back on track, and hopefully get off to a quick start.
Sounds good, Coach. We're looking forward to it and the rest of the season. Appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us today again.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Honest Abe Log Home, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
It's time now for Tipsy's final take. Last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what sign is this most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Tipsy said tonight's all about the Lady Dogs regaining a little confidence, Daniel. A fast start, get things rolling again, and help put that loss behind them. There's no better medicine for a defeat like they took up there in Clark Grange than seeing things click again, and I think that's what's fixing to happen here tonight, Coach. They need to get this one over with early, don't they?
I agree. You know, I hope we can put a little better defense than we did the last time against them. I was kind of disappointed in our defensive effort. We scored a lot of points. Scored 88 points, I think. But, yeah, I think, you know, we just need to come out, you know, try to run the ball, press, so we get something off that. You know, hopefully they won't shoot hard as good as they did at our place. But I'll look for us to take care of it fairly early, hopefully.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Tipsy's Final Tag, sponsored by Molly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
We're back here at Monterey High School. Just saw an extended version of the national anthem for students here from Monterey High School. Much like Monday night at Clark Range, dressed up in military attire, marched the flag out on the floor, and then brought it back off. So had a little bit longer delay there, but it is now time for the Cumberland Exteriors girls starting lineups. First of all, for the home team, the Monterey Lady Wildcats, starting a senior, number 24, Hannah Mueller, a junior, number 20, Faith Walker, a junior number 32, Anna Hudson, junior number 21, Daniela DiAgostino, and junior number 22, Caitlin Moorhead. Starting for the visiting Clay County Lady Bulldogs, a senior number 10, Taylor Strong, senior number 23, Kenzie Arms, senior number 32, Maddie Harlan, sophomore number 20, Rachel Copas, and a sophomore, number 24, Katie Arns. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks, you can trust to protect your home from elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. We are getting ready for girls' action here up on the mountain in Monterey. It's a meeting between the number two Number two seed currently in the district, Clay County Lady Bulldogs, 20-6 overall, 10-12 in district play. They are facing the Monterey Lady Wildcats. They sit seventh in the district standings, 2-23 overall, 1-11 in district play. As we said, back on January the 4th, the teams met in Salina, and the Lady Bulldogs won by a score of 88-54. And it's time to get it on here in Monterey. Kenzie Arms steps into the circle, but the Lady Wildcats control the tip. It was Anna Hudson who got the tip for her team. And Monterey's in possession. Hudson has it right wing. She drives the high post down to the paint, kicks it out to Mueller. Mueller's three-pointer no good. Rebound by Maddie Harlan. The black and gold come with it now. Harlan brings it across the timeline, slows it down, kicks it to Copas left wing. She dribbles back up top, passes back to Harlan, now back to Copas. The two guards just play hot potato with the ball. Now Copas decides to hang on. She has it at the top, goes back to Harlan at left wing. Copas back with it. She's defended by Hudson. Monterey with a lot of upperclassmen in this starting lineup, one senior and four juniors, and they force a turnover. Faith Walker comes up with the steal. She gets it to Mueller. Mueller back across the timeline. That takes her 15. Mariah Bilbrey, a freshman, in with it. DeAugustino may not, and a three-pointer hit by Walker. Lady Wildcats in front, 3-9. That may not be DeAugustino that started for Monterey. Clay County with the ball. Taylor Strong at right elbow. She kicks it off into the corner. Now back to Strong out top. Copas has it left wing. She drives inside. Running jumper good. 3-2 the score. Monterey out in front. 6.5 minutes left on this first quarter clock. Maddie Harlan knocks it out of bounds. Monterey maintains possession. We're sitting here courtside about 10 feet away from the players here. Is there in front of us, Coach Sims? I know you're used to this view, but we're usually from the coaching standpoint.
Well, it's been a few years since I had this view. I guess last year up here was the last time I was this close to the action, but yeah, I had a lot of years with this view here.
This is a little harder place to call the game from. We'll do our best to bring you the action. Monterey still with the ball. They inbound now. It's Moorhead. She has it at the top of the key. Hands off to Walker. Walker kicks it back over to Mueller. Mueller back to Moorhead. Moorhead drives around the top. She drives inside. Passes back outside to Bilbrey. Bilbrey with it now. Circles the top of the key. She's under duress from Harlan. Harlan comes up with a steal. She's going to have a possible layup. Passes on that. No, circles back out. Dishes to Copas. Copas shot up. No good. Rebound by Bilbrey. Bilbrey in a trap. She gets it to Moorhead. Katie Arms called for a personal foul. Reach in against Moorhead. Arms picks up her first personal of the contest.
Well,
Jenkins quickly checking into this.
Two on Katie already.
I missed the first one. Two personal fouls for Katie Arms. Here we are closer to the action than ever courtside. I missed the foul altogether. Monterey with the basketball. It's Hudson. Left block defended by Kenzie Arms. She kicks it outside to Bilbrey. Bilbrey back to Hudson. Hudson out top defended by Copas. She gives it up to Moorhead. Moorhead is defended by Strong. She fires a three. It's short. Rebounded by Moorhead, though. Has it tied up with Kenzie Arms. And jump ball's called. Possession arrow. No.
Foul
called against Kenzie. Personal foul against Kenzie.
I didn't see that.
Very strange. Typical jump ball scenario, it looked like, here from courtside. The official saw it different. 30-second timeout taken here at Monterey. We'll go to break on the Horizon Sports Network. 3-2 the score.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back to action here, Monterey with the basketball. They do have a 3-2 lead over the visiting Bulldogs of Clay County. Hudson, left wing, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Moorhead. Moorhead quickly gets it back over to Hudson. Hudson loses the handle. Clay County with it. Taylor Strong at left wing. She drives into the paint where she's going to be fouled. Foul goes against Mueger. Hannah Mueger picks up her first personal of the contest. Clay County to inbound from beneath her own goal. The Lady Bulldogs shooting at the hoop to our right here, courtside at Monterey High School. The Lady Wildcats trying to score on the hoop to our left. Currently, Clay County with the basketball. Copas out top, kicks it to Jenkins at right wing. Inside now to Kenzie Arms. She gets her first two of the game. Left-handed shot.
Yeah. She's pretty good with her left hand.
Kenzie adds two. 4:22 on the clock. Clay County in front by one. However, the Lady Wildcats take the lead back. It was Moorhead. She drove into the paint. Her shot was up and good. She was also fouled by Liza Jenkins. Jenkins picks up her first, and Moorhead to the line to try to convert the three-point play, and she does. Lady Wildcats in front, 6-4, and we're nearing the halfway mark of this first quarter, 4:15 on the clock. Taylor Strong fires a three, no good. Airbounded, airballed it, in fact. Kept alive by Kenzie Arms, but Moorhead comes up with it for the Lady Wildcats. Three-pointer taken and missed by Hudson. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County gets possession. Slow start.
Yeah, we don't have much luck getting in the hole right now. We're taking quick shots for the most part, but just missing them.
Copas with it. Gives it up to Harlan. Harlan to Jenkins. Jenkins inside to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie tried to get it to Copas. Turnover for Clay County. Ball went out of bounds. Copas never got to it.
It's kind of out of sorts here, aren't we, Coach?
Yeah.
You know, not that good start we were looking for.
No, sure not.
Monterey with the ball. DeAugustino must be injured for them. She's a junior. She started last year as a sophomore, and I don't see her in the contest.
Oh, she's number 20.
Who's
she?
Yeah, not
number
21.
Yeah. Oh,
20.
Ain't that her?
Hudson's 20. 21 is
Augustino.
Okay. She's not in.
Okay.
Personal foul was called against Kenzie Arms. She's got two. Katie Arms got two. Not a good thing for Clay County. 3:35 left in the first. 6-4, the Lady Wildcat lead. Bulldogs come up with a rebound. It was Jenkins. She hands off to Strong. Strong pushes it into the corner to Copas. Copas comes back out top to Harlan. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Lady Wildcats.
Kenzie's picked up her second foul, too.
Yep. Both of the Arms girls with two fouls. 3:15 on this first quarter clock. Rachel Copas had two more. That's four for her in this one. And we're knotted up at six. Lady Wildcats with the ball. Full court pressure being applied by the Black and Gold. Lady Wildcats beat that pressure, though. Come down. Moorhead misses a shot. Rebounded by... that's Ashlock in. Marty Ashlock playing early in this one due to Kenzie Arms having those two personals. Foul called on the floor against Moorhead, it looks like. Foul happy are the officials so far in this one. Clay County with the ball. Taylor Strong in the paint. Shot up, no good. She was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Taylor's first, is her second shot attempt to this first quarter. She tried a three-pointer, missed it earlier. She's at the line, as we said, for two. First one's away and no good. Substitution taking place for the Lady Wildcats. In comes Grace Klaus. Out goes Moorhead. Strong now preparing for her second free throw. It's away. This one good. 7-6 the score. Clay County in front by one. Turnover now. This full court pressure by Clay County forces a bad pass up the Wildcats. And it looks like Clay County going to take back over, inbounding from beneath their own goal. Pretty good position in there. Since it went out of bounds over there, wouldn't we have to inbound from the side?
Now, if nobody touched it, you come back to where it was originally thrown in at.
Okay. Jenkins with it. Left wing. Drives inside. The defensive specialist puts up a shot, and it's no good. I know Eliza has abilities on the offensive end. However, during varsity action, she usually doesn't shoot a lot. It was a nice shot attempt. However, she did miss it. Lady Wildcats with it. Three-pointer taken and missed. That one was by Anna Hudson, rebounded by Copas. Copas crossed the timeline. Gets all the way to the hoop. Shot up. Good. Copas was six. Six of Clay County's nine. Clay County is in front 9-6. Copas continues to improve.
Yeah.
She played well the other night. Clark Range, I thought.
Yeah, she scored two or three times early. I don't think she did much far scoring after that, but Rachel's a good player.
Another three-pointer taken. This one by Mueller. No good. Rebounded by Copa. She's called for the travel. We bragged on her too soon, Coach.
And I don't know if that was really her fault or not. I guess the ref here, it's two bad calls, I think.
He's a young gentleman, maybe inexperienced.
It was a call that should have been a reach on them. It made her walk.
Lady Wildcats with the ball. Shots up by Hudson. No good. There's a scrum for the ball. We see bodies everywhere. Jenkins is going to be called for the foul. That's going to be Eliza's second personal. 16 fouls called against Clay County so far. Kenzie Arms with two of them. Katie Arms with two of them. Eliza Jenkins with two of them. Walker inbound for the Lady Wildcats. She gets it into Klaus. Klaus back to Walker. Walker over to Bilbrey. Bilbrey at left wing defended by Harlan. Strange to see Harlan guarding the freshman. She must be a good scorer for him. Maddie always gets the best draw. Copas with a steal. Two-on-one situation. Make it a three-on-one. Kicks it over to Harlan. Harlan scores. 11-6, Clay County out to a five-point lead, their biggest lead of the night. It's been a slow start in this first quarter, a minute 15 left on it. Thomas, I can give you a chance to break in. Anything to add?
Not really here so far. Clay County finally putting something together here. They're on, about a 3-7-0 run at this point.
Monterey with the ball, Grace Klaus inside. She scores. Very big body on Klaus. She is a junior. Did a nice job on the post and scored. We see Taylor Strong turn the ball over. Walker comes up with the steal. She kicks it over to Bilbrey. Now back to Mueller. Mueller may have traveled. They didn't call it, though. Walker fires a three. No good. Rebound Jenkins. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. We've got a quick pace here. Taylor Strong, left wing, circles down the arc, gives it to Harlan. Harlan drives to right corner, directs traffic, back inside to Strong. Strong's going to be fouled by Walker. Faith Walker, the junior, picks up her first personal of the contest. Third team foul for Monterey here in this first quarter. Strong in line to shoot two. First one's away and good. Two of three from the line at this point is Taylor. 32.5 seconds left in this first quarter on the clock. Strong preparing for her second attempt. Shots away, and it's good as well. Here we go. 30 seconds remaining in this one. Cherokee Upton has checked in for the last 30 seconds for Jenkins of this first quarter for the Lady Bulldogs. Monterey with the basketball, working inside to Klaus. Klaus defended by Monterey Ashlock. She kicks it back outside to Walker. Walker to Bilbrey. Cross court to Mueller. Mueller inside to Klaus. She fouled. Monterey Ashlock going to pick up her first personal. And in the first quarter of play, with 12.1 seconds left, that's a 17 foul against Clay County. Klaus goes to the line to shoot the 1-1. First time I remember being in the 1-1 this year in the first quarter,
yeah,
unless it was up at Birdstown earlier on before
Christmas.
Yeah,
it might have been up there, yeah.
Klaus did miss that free throw. Ball went out of bounds. Clay County with the possession. 8.7 seconds remain here. Kenzie Arms checks back in for the offensive possession here to close out the quarter. On the 4-4 Clay County are those original five starters. Copas has it. She gets to the hoop. Shots up. Good. Rachel Copas with a great first quarter. As the buzzer sounds here, I think Copas had 8. Well, Clay County's 15. Clay County does lead 15-8 at the end of 1. Stay with us for the second.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We're back here at Monterey High School for this second quarter. We were talking about the Wildcats defense here. Share with us, the listeners, what you share with me, Coach.
Well, I said they were probably in a triangle two, I think. But I was still not. There might be a 1-3 in a match. It's hard to.
Clay County with the basketball. They worked inside to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie off the handle. Copas comes up with a loose ball, though. On the 4-4, Clay County, Copas, Kenzie Arms, Katie Arms, Taylor Strong, and Marley Ashlock. Katie Arms with it now. Her shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Walker. Walker kicks it over to Mueller. Mueller comes across the timeline for the Lady Wildcats. Kicks it back to Walker. Walker fires a long two and knocks it down. The Lady Wildcats playing very well here early in this one. Clay County leads 15-10 after Monterey adds two more here. Copas with it. Kicks it over to Katie Arms. Katie back over to Taylor Strong. Back to Arms. Inside to Ashlock. Ashlock jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Walker. She gets it to Hudson. Hudson to Mueller. Mueller, the lone senior on the Lady Wildcat team, runs the point at this moment in time. Works inside to Hudson. Hudson defended by Taylor Strong, and Hudson scores over her. Junior Anna Hudson adds two more. We've got a one-possession game here. 6.5 minutes remain in the second quarter. It's 15-12. Clay County with the basketball. Marley Ashlock in the paint. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Copas. Copas shot up, no good. Rebounded by Mueller. She travels. I know the Clay County fans behind us have been screaming out walk all night against the Lady Wildcats. Finally, we see one call.
See Coach Walker kind of countering whatever junk defense that is, but going high-low, putting Ashlock at the free throw line, Coach.
Yeah.
Ball's inbounded. Clay County in possession. Copas at the top of the key, works inside to Katie Arms. She's fouled. Foul's called against number 20, Faith Walker, her second personal foul of the contest. Katie Arms at the line to shoot two. First one's away and no good. 12-15, the score. Clay County in front by three. His Arms prefers to release the second free throw attempt. It's good. Another point for Katie in the contest. Ball's inbounded. 1-2-1-1 press out of Lady Bulldogs. The press is beaten. Klaus has it. Right block. Shot up. No good. Missed it from point blank range. Got her on rebound, though. Taylor Strong steals it from her. Strong crosses the timeline. She's at the top of the key. Now into the paint. Right block. Shot up. No good. It was blocked. Out of bounds.
We can't get a foul called on there, Hardy.
No. Having trouble on that offensive end is Clay County. 16-12 the score. Taylor Strong to inbound from beneath the basket. On the 4-4 Clay County, we've returned to the five original starters. Maddie Harlan has it top of the key inside to Strong, who was posted up. She passes off to Copas. Copas into double digits, the first Lady Bulldog to do that, the first player from either squad to do that. She has 10. Thomas, I didn't mean to steal your thunder there, but I just knew that was the case.
Well, it's easy to keep up with it in this first half.
Two more for Monterey. Was that Walker for them? Number 20, Walker, adds two more for them. We've got a tight one, 18-14. The Clay County faithful may have made the trip onto the mountain thinking they were going to see a easy contest here, but that's not the case. Is Clay County travels. Was that Kenzie called for the travel?
No, Katie.
Katie Arms called for the travel.
Yeah, I think she did.
I think that's what he needs to do here with his press, kind of speed this thing up. They can't handle us in transition, guys.
Monterey with the basketball. It's Mueller in the paint. Loses the handle on it. Katie Arms stole it from her. Arms across the timeline. She's a high post. Now to the basket. Puts it up and scores. She knew what she wanted to do.
Yeah. And she took it straight to the hole. Put it in.
Coast to coast was the sophomore. Katie Arms really developing during this season, starting her first year starting for the Lady Bulldogs. Copas comes up with a steal on the defensive end. She brings it back. Taylor Strong now in the paint.
What?
She's foul on the floor, called against Monterey. 16 foul. against the Lady Wildcats. Not a shooting foul. Strong will inbound.
I didn't really see that foul.
It was actually Strong on this other end, Daniel, with a two-handed block there on that attempt by the Lady Wildcat. Copeland's picking up the rebound off of it.
I see.
Start the break.
Even though we're closer to the action than usual here at courtside, if you ain't looking right at it, you miss it. We've got had to turn our heads left to right. Monterey back in possession. Clay County couldn't do nothing on the inbound play. Bilbrey with it. Right corner. Kicks it back out top to, I think that's Hudson. Yes. Hudson over to Mueller now. Mueller back out top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey inside to, they've got a substitute. That's number 12, Avalon Klaus. Must be a sister of Grace. Timeout call by Matt Walker. 30-second timeout. His second. We've got 4:18 to play in the second quarter. Clay County leads by 6, 20-14.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Second quarter action back underway, 4:15 on the clock. Clay County in front by 6, 20-14. Black and gold with the basketball. Ball's worked inside to Kenzie Arms at left post, and a foul's called before she can get a shot off. The freshman, Adelin Klaus, called for the foul, her first personal. It is a 1-1 now. Kenzie Arms at the line for the front end. Shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Katie Arms. She can't hold on to it. Taylor Strong comes up with the ball, and she's tied up with Mueller. Mueller exerted herself quite greatly there. She's red in the face after that infraction, and a jump ball was called. Lady Wildcats have possession of it. Monterey with the basketball. Walker running the point for him at this point. Crosses the timeline, calls the play. Lady Wildcats start to execute. Walker gives off to Mueller. Mueller to Bilbrey. Bilbrey wants to drive. Foul's called against Harmon. No. Illegal screen called against Hudson. So, not a shooting foul for...
No.
Okay.
Offense, you don't shoot.
3:40 on the clock. Clay County with the basketball. Copas to the hole. Scores. Her 12th in this
one. They can't guard her.
Copas having a career night in terms of offensive production here in the second quarter. She has 12. Monterey with it. They fire three. If they could hit anything from outside, they would really be in this. They're in it anyway. 22-14 the score. That three-pointer was missed. Taylor Strong got the rebound. She comes down, kicks it to Kenzie Arms. Nice assist by Taylor. Kenzie adds her fourth point. Nah, she's got more than that. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave that word to you, Thomas.
You're all over it, Daniel.
She had four. Well, I'll keep trying then. 3 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Monterey turns it over. Full court pressure on the inbound play forced the mistake.
Seeing that the pressure, the Lady Wildcats just can't handle it. Got it out to 10 right here, Coach.
Yeah.
Looking a little better so far.
Matt's changed it up. He's playing full court man now, you know, not doing his own press.
Katie Arms adds two more. Nice pass from Rachel Copas way out behind the arc, fed it all the way inside to Katie Arms. That puts Clay County up 26-14, the biggest lead they've had in that, 12 points. 2:44 remains in the second. Timeout taken by Monterey.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here at Monterey High School, 26-14, Clay County in front by 12, 2:40 and ticking here in the second.
Clay County and the Lady Dogs are on an 8-0 run, Daniel, to get out to this double-digit lead. No longer.
No longer. Anna Hudson adds two quickly for Monterey, and the 8-0 run is over. Harmon with it, right wing for Clay County, kicks it back out to Taylor Strong. Taylor Grove, foul's going to be called against number 11. No, it wasn't against number 11. He was signaling 1-1.
Yeah.
Foul was against Anna Hudson, her second personal. 19 fouls now for Monterey. The next one will send Clay County to the line for the double bonus. Strong at the line for the front end of a 1-1. Earns the right to shoot the second if she hits it. Monterey and Clay County, Coach Sims, if the season ended as of right now, they'll be meeting again on February the 11th this coming Monday in the district quarterfinal at Salina.
That's right.
Clay County the 2 seed currently, Monterey the 7th.
Right.
And as of right now, not necessarily a team I want to play again unless we really jump back out to dominate.
You know, the 6th and 7th. Place teams both have really played the fire out of us the last two times.
Yeah.
You know, Monarch Gordonsville played us really good for about three quarters down there, and we finally pulled it out. But
there was a turnover on the floor by Monterey, a travel. Clay County back with possession. They do have a 13-point lead. Kenzie Arms with it, right block, kicks it over to Harlan. She fires a three, missed it. Bounced all over the rim, didn't fall. Rebounded by Copas. She gets an assist. As she passed it over to Taylor Strong, and Strong at it too. 29-16 the score. Clay County now out in front. Feels pretty comfortable with a 13-point lead.
Yeah, kind of starting to pull away a little now.
Monterey just doesn't have the offensive firepower to battle back from much of a deficit.
No.
Lady Wildcats with the ball. They inbound it. Bilbrey has it, gets it to Klaus. Her shot's up from left elbow. She knocks it down, bank shot.
Slag a few of them up, they might make it.
29-18 the score. Clay County in front by 11. Minute and a half remains here in the second quarter. Harlan with it, left wing. Works across to Copas. She thought about a three, decided to drive. Shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Copas, though. She continues her fine game here tonight. She couldn't hang on to the rebound, though. It was stolen by Mueller. Mueller in trouble, picked it up, her dribble was in a bit of a trap. Finally got it ahead to Walker. Walker to Bilbrey. Bilbrey out front to Mueller again. Now back to Walker. Minute 5 and ticking here at Monterey High School. Beautiful gym that we're calling this game from. Been in use 3 years now, I believe, here at Monterey. Under a minute to play and ticking, 55 seconds on the clock. Copas comes up with a steal, and she's fouled by Walker. Walker's third personal of this first half. As we mentioned, those district quarterfinal games, as Copas goes to the line to shoot two in the double bonus, will take place on Monday, February the 11th. I guess that's about 10 days from now or so. Clay County will be at home in that one. We know that for sure. Boys and girls action. Those satellite contests will be Monday and Tuesday, February 11th and 12th. Unknown as of this time who the opponents will be. Likely will be the black and gold ladies versus Monterey again, though, in that one. And that's elimination basketball, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Monterey, Jackson's going to play again. You know, if Jackson beat them, I guess they'd have to flip a coin.
Yeah.
Because they'd split. See who's 7th and 8th.
Both of those free throws missed by Copas Thomas.
Made one of them,
made one. And Monterey comes down two more for Klaus. She's got 6. Does Grace Klaus in this one.
She's a good-sized girl. You know, we're having a hard time guarding her.
Yeah.
Then they got a big 40 out there. She's bigger than as big as anybody we got.
I think the two girls with the big frames are sisters. They
both
have the last name of Klaus. One a junior, one a freshman. Under 10 seconds to play here. Strong drives to the hoop. Shot up, no good. Got her on the rebound. Back up. She's fouled. Her putback was no good, but she will go to the line to shoot two. 2.3 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. Clay County in front by 10. They led by 13 a few moments ago. Lady Wildcats battle back. Strong at the line to shoot two. First one's away, no good. 30-20 the score. Taylor Strong, an outstanding offensive player, over 1,700 points in her career, but she has struggled a little bit from the free throw line here down the home stretch of the regular season. Don't say that to be negative, but just it's uncharacteristic of her.
It is, Daniel.
Just that one,
yeah.
Missed the second. Klaus with the rebound. Not enough time on the clock to do anything with it. Buzzer sounds. First half's over here. Clay County still in a tie with it. Monterey High School, the Lady Bulldogs lead by 10, 30-20. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Monterey High School up here on the mountain, where Clay County leads the Lady Wildcats of Monterey 30-20 here at halftime. Kind of a slow start for Clay County as they came out and only led 15-8 at the end of the first quarter, but rallied to go up by a dozen or more midway through the second stanza with an 8-0 run. But the Lady Wildcats have cut it back to 10 with some pretty strong play inside, and Clay County only leads 30-20. Clay County's being led by Rachel Copas with 13 points here in this first half, driving the lane. She's creating inside and scoring over the top with a game-high 13 so far. Both Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms have 6 apiece. Maddie Arlen has 2. And Katie Arms has 3 so far. Leading the Lady Wildcats of Monterey is Faith Walker with 7 points. Anna Hudson has 4. Caitlin Moorhead has 3. And Grace Klaus, inside the post player, has 6 for the Wildcats. Again, Clay County leads 30-20 here at halftime in Monterey. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here at Monterey High School at halftime, Clay County leading by 10 points, 30-20. Going to do a quick District 6A girls update. Always like to run through it. And me and Coach Sims may talk a little bit after that about the potential bracket as it stands tonight anyway. First of all, though, this update. First place, Clark Range, 23-3 overall, 11-1 in the district. Tonight they host Jackson County. Second place, Clay County, 20-6 overall, 10-2 in the district. We are at Monterey, leading by 10, 30-20 at the half. Third place, Pickett County, 17-4 overall, 8-3 in district play. Tonight they host Gordonsville. Fourth place, Redbourne Springs, 19-8 overall, 7-4 in the district. Tonight they host Trousdale County. Fifth place, Trousdale County, 14-11 overall, 6-6 in the district. Tonight they are at Redbourne Springs. Sixth place, Gordonsville, 10-13 overall, 4-8 district play. Tonight they're at Pickett. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-23 overall, 1-11 in district play. They are here tonight hosting Clay County. And eighth place, Jackson County, 0-22 overall, 0-12 in district play. Tonight they are at Clark Range. Coach Sims, that Clark Range, Jackson County game tonight going to be ugly.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
How's Coach Rogers do in those situations? Does he stop or does he grind that
well,
some people?
Nah, he won't. You know, he'll get out to a 40 or 50 point lead and play plays little, you know, the rest of the game. But, you know, as good as they are and as unfortunately bad as Jackson County is, he could probably start his bottom five and still beat them, you know, which I think we could do that too. You know, Jackson County, they're just a down right now. And,
well, that shocked some folks statewide. I was messaging with a friend of mine over in Knoxville who coaches, I think, the Powell girls now. Used to coach at Fulton. He said, "What's happening to Jim Brown in Jackson County?" I said, "Well, nothing's happening to Coach Brown. He's as good as ever.
Yeah.
He just ain't got the girls."
Yeah, if you don't have any players, you can't coach. I mean, you can coach, but, you know, you just can't win, you know. They, unfortunately, they're just in that position right now.
Looking at the district bracket, now this could change a little. The most intriguing matchups we've got, this Red Bowling at Trousdale game tonight. It's kind of interesting. Red Bowling 7-4 and Trousdale 6-6. That'll be a real good game between those two teams. They're going to have a two-game swing, though. See, Red Bowling's a game back. They've not played Pickett, so... You figure, and I think they canceled that Red Bull and Pickett game. They're going to make it up, I believe, Saturday the 9th.
Yeah, something like that.
So a Trousdale Lady Yellow Jacket win tonight in Red Bull, and would put them at 7-6 in district play. Red Bull, and we assume, would lose that Pickett County game. That put them at 7-6. So I don't know which each team has left, but those two teams battling today.
Yeah, they're going to end up playing each other, and I think it'll be a toss-up, you know, regardless how they finish up.
The big difference is who's going to go to who. The fourth
team
or the host team in that Saturday game.
Red Bull beat them the first time.
Rachel Kovas quickly here, Coach Sims. Knocks down a three to start third quarter. She's hot.
Yeah, she had a great game.
15 points now for her, Thomas?
16. They're going to have 13 at the half.
Possibly a career high for her. We'll have to talk about that during our post-game show. 7.5 minutes left here in this third quarter. We are just underway in the second half, and the Wildcats don't slow down. They had two more. It was Moorhead. She set out quite a bit of the second quarter in foul trouble. She's a pretty good player back on the floor for them to start the second quarter, 33-22. 11 points, the Clay County lead. Ball's worked inside to Copas. Now over to Kenzie Arms. Arms' left-handed shot up good.
I believe they're playing man now. They are. We ought to eat them up inside.
Mueller with the ball. Crosses over to teammate Moorhead. Moorhead shot up a little wild. Rebounded by Harlan. Harlan quickly across the timeline to Strong. Strong to Arms. Arms at left block. Left-handed shot good. They're going to count the shot. She'll go to the line to try to convert to three-point play. Coach Sims, who's some other girls you've coached that are as good as Kenzie at using that left hand?
Her mama.
Well, that makes sense then, doesn't it?
she was left-handed. Kenzie's not left-handed.
Right.
Yeah, Kenzie, people really tried to, you know, overplay Tia to the left, but she could go right if she had to, but she was 90% going left. But every time, you could know she was going left, you still couldn't stop her.
We looked at that relationship there between mother and daughter. It's always been a bit of something we've looked at through our broadcasting season. Entering tonight, Tia, of course, second all-time in points here at Salina with 1,788. Kenzie entering this matchup had 1,763, only 25 points back from her mom. And she has how many tonight? 10? Thomas says 10, so 15 points back from Tia. That's just, to me, just a really interesting thing. We already saw Taylor Strong surpass Trisha. Coach Sims, you coached all four of those girls, had these two during their freshman year. Any other mother-daughter combos you remember? I know maybe not as successful as these.
Well, Taylor and Trisha. I had a few more, but none, you know, as successful as those two duos.
Jan and Jada.
That's pretty good.
That was a real good deal there. Jada didn't play her last year.
Right.
Played for me 2 years. She still scored 1,000 points in 3 years.
Absolutely.
You know?
Had Jada Kerr played her senior year, there's no telling where she would have ended
up. She'd have been 1,600 anyway. You
know? Absolutely. And we would have had... what a great season it would have been. We had a great season last year anyway. Advanced to sub-state play, did the girls, but had Jade been there, who knows? All right, we're back under action. We got off on a tangent there, but that's pretty interesting stuff. I love talking to Coach Sims about it because he's there firsthand to see all of it. Two more points for Taylor Strong there to add to in this contest. Coach Sims, that was Taylor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 5:55 left in this third quarter. Clay County starting to flex their muscle. Here are the ladies. A turnover. It was Kenzie Arms with the steal. Got it to Copas. Copas adds in two more. 41-24. Rachel Copas getting dangerously close to 20 points in this one. Currently she's at 18. 5:40 and ticking in the third. Clay County with a 17-point lead at this point. Bilbrey on a three-pointer, fired it, missed it, rebounded, though, and put back by who, Thomas?
Caitlin Moorhead.
Moorhead adds two more for Monterey. Taylor Strong adds three more to her tally. Hopefully, Coach Sims, we didn't forget about anybody else.
We may have, you know.
I am glad Thomas thought of that quickly. I don't know how we forgot it. 5:05 left in the third, 44-26. 18 points for Clay County lead. Taylor Strong with 5 points here in the last minute or so of game time for Clay County. Mueller with it out top. Works it to Grace Klaus. Klaus back to Mueller. Mueller's defended by Katie Arms. Arms works through the screen. Ball's kicked over now to Bilbrey at left wing. She fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Kenzie Arms. Monterey struggling from behind the arc. They hit their first, and Taylor Strong adds two more. Taylor really starting to battle back here with offensive production in the third quarter of play, and I guess it's because you said, Coach Sims, they were running a 1-3 with a man on Taylor during the first half. They've got away from that now?
Well, we hadn't had to set it up a time or two, but I think they played straight man that first trip. We started doing a couple little things different here. We're half-court trapping a little once they get across center line. Like I said, we got a couple of steals. Look, they're setting up in a 2-2-1, like three-quarter court. Then when they get it across, trapping.
4:24 left in the third. Monterey with the ball, trying to inbound it. It was swatted out of bounds by Copas a moment ago. They finally get it into Hudson. Hudson crosses the timeline. Kicks it over to Mueller. She fires a three. No. Good-looking shot, but it didn't fall for her. Kenzie Arms rebound. She gets it to Taylor Strong. Strong pulls up behind the arc, then puts back on the dribble, kicks it over to Copas. Copas scores. She's got 20 on the night. I'm going to go ahead and say it's her career high in varsity action. She started last year as a freshman, played quite a bit. I don't remember her having over 20, though. Do you, Thomas?
Not that I remember, Daniel.
Three-pointer taken by Walker. No good. Rebounded by Moorhead. Her putback, no good. Rebound Copas. Rachel Copas continues to impress. She's good in all phases tonight. Running jumper good. 22 now for Rachel Copas. The sophomore sensation starting to show out here against Monterey. 3:30 left in this third quarter. Clay County in front healthily now by 24 points. 50-26, as we mentioned, back on January 4th in Salina. They won 88-40, I think it was. And they're starting to pull away here as Moorhead adds two more for the Lady Wildcats, though. Copas with it out top. The action slows down a little bit. Harlan, left wing, fires a three. Yeah. Everybody's heated up here for Clay County in the third. Must have been a good speech by head coach Matt Walker and assistant coaches Mark Ashlock and Andrew Meadows at halftime.
We've really sped the game up here, and Monterey's stuck in the wind pretty bad right now. They quit guarding anybody.
They are. That's what I like to see earlier on. Get their transition game going. Happening here.
Well, we were trying to earlier, but I guess they had more energy at that time, and they were doing a better job. Now we're just getting all kind of looks, you know, inside, outside.
Foul called on the floor against Moorhead. No, against Taylor Strong. That is Clay County's first team foul of the second half. Taylor Strong's first personal of the contest. Monterey inbound. Clay County scoring at the hoop on our left here during the second half of play. Monterey the hoop on our right. Monterey's got the ball inbound and having a hard time getting it down the floor, though. They finally cross the timeline. Does Walker. She kicks it ahead to Moorhead. Moorhead now to Klaus. The freshman Klaus puts up the shot in the paint. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Kenzie gets it to Copas. Copas across the timeline. Now to Strong. Set three-pointer from right wing. Good. Two triples here in the third quarter for Taylor Strong. She's now probably over double digits in this event. Monterey with the ball. Moorhead has it. Crosses the timeline. Works it inside to Hudson. Hudson scores from left baseline. Nice shot by the junior. Monterey going to have a good team return, and they have one senior on the squad, so they'll have four returning starters, and they've got two excellent post players on the bench, the Klaus girls, to take that starting role next year, whoever Coach Sims up here chooses. Head coach Mark Sims here at Monterey High School. Kenzie Arms adds two for Clay County. She'll go to the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. She was fouled.
We've already scored almost as many this quarter as we did the first half. Was it like 30 at halftime?
Yeah, 30 to 20. Yep.
GSC's team, we've already got 30 this quarter.
In this quarter, we've outscored them 28 to 10 at this point. Arms puts up the free throw. It's good. She does convert on that three-point play. Minute 35 and ticking here in the third quarter. Monterey with the basketball. It's Moorhead. Gives it up to Klaus. Klaus inside to the other Klaus. And Klaus going to be fouled on her shot by Kenzie Arms. One of the one of the softest fouls I believe I've ever saw called. Grace Faust will go to the line. I'm not sure that her and Adeline Krause are sisters, but I'm going to go ahead and say they are. Makes it more interesting for me.
Sounds good to me, then.
It might be. I don't know.
You know, quietly, we've got three climbing into high double digits here for the Lady Dawgs again, led by a career knife from Rachel Kovas with 22. Heather Strong's got 16, and Kenzie's arms is up to 13.
Impressive. Maddie Harlan now with it for Clay County. Her shot no good, rebounded by Moorhead. Thomas, I don't know if you got it, but Clowns hit that free throw a moment ago. Jenkins comes up with the loose ball steal for Clay County. Quickly gets it down to Harlan. Harlan gets it to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie goes to the line to shoot two. She was fouled by Moorhead. That is Caitlin Moorhead's fourth personal of the contest. Actually, that goes against Walker on the board, so I'm not sure which Lady Wildcat got it. Kenzie knocks that down. Thomas, I'll make sure you got that free throw. I know it frustrates you greatly at the end of a game when you're adding it up and you've missed something somewhere.
That's right. Appreciate the help.
Kenzie missed the second. Hit the first. That's 14 now for Kenzie. Monterey with the rebound. Moorhead with it. She's at left elbow. Kicks it over to Mueller. Mueller fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Kopas. Here we come. Uncontested is Rachel Kopas. Layup attempt. Good. 45 seconds remains in the third quarter. And what a third quarter Clay County's had. They scored 32 points. Bound to be a record on the season for Clay County. Not something to keep up with. So,
I think we scored 41 games.
Really, in a quarter.
Woo. Yeah, in the first quarter against somebody. It's hurt in a year. I remember thinking, well, if we keep this up, we'll score 120.
Yeah. We are at 62. I'm sure we'll see reserves during the most of the fourth quarter.
Fourth I'd say 160.
I think it was that Cumberland County game. The
Buffalo
game
yeah,
at
it
home
was
when
yeah.
they had 40 or 41, 42
something
in
like
one
that.
Quarter.
Wow. We have had a couple of lopsided wins this year. The Burksville game going back early on. I think the Midway contest, maybe even the BGA game that started the season. I'm not sure if it's lopsided, but we scored a lot.
I didn't go to him, but yeah, we of course, that game that we scored 100-something, I don't remember what it was the first
over
quarter.
Right, Candy King Academy. Yeah, it's a Sonic shootout. Under 10 seconds to play in the third. Kopas with it. Goes inside to Kenzie Arms. Under 5 seconds now. Harlan, three-pointer. It's away. No good. Buzzer's going to sound. Clay County has the host team. Monterey Lady Wildcats doubled up right now. 62-31. Come back with us for the fourth quarter.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Starting the fourth quarter of action for Clay County will be Cherokee Upton, Marley Ashlock, Kenzie Arms, Taylor Strong, and Katie Arms. 62-31 the score. Huge third quarter. A 32-11 quarter, Thomas.
It was very impressive. And, you know, how about Rachel Kopas again in that quarter, guys? She had 11 in 8 minutes there.
Impressive. Three-pointer hit by Monterey. I think they announced it was DeAugustino that hit it. I thought that was her not wearing the number she wore back at home. We'll say it was her anyway. Katie Arms fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two down at the Clay County end. 62-34 the score. Coach Walker with a few substitutes. As I said, we've got freshman Cherokee Upton in the contest, accompanied by sophomore Marley Ashlock. Three of the
fouled out
on the floor, though.
20 fouled out for them.
Oh. So Moorhead was called for the foul.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. That was her fifth. There was a buzzer that went off, is what Coach Sims was talking about. While Katie took her first free throw, she did hit the first, and they gave her credit for it. Misses the second. Kenzie Arms gets the rebound, puts it back. She may have missed that intention to give Kenzie a rebound put back opportunity.
Kenzie really didn't go to the ball. The other girl just stood there, and she just came right to her. She just had a one bounce and lay it in.
7:05 remaining here. Thomas, did you get all the scoring on this end?
Oh, Marty.
Katie Arms hit the first, missed the second. Kenzie Arms got the put back and added two. You look dissatisfied. Something must be wrong on your tally, though. Clay County with a steal couldn't convert on the opportunity. Monterey back in possession. Well, explain to us what's going on.
Well, that's three total points, right, guys, for Clay County?
Yeah.
Well, it was 62 at the end of... at the end of the third quarter, so that's why I look a little different. Scoreboard shows 66.
Well, may have been a free throw we missed. Have to go to the official scorebook.
Was it 62 or 61?
62.
Sure.
Yeah. Kenzie Arms adds two more. Yeah, 62-31 because we had them double. We'll get back on track here, folks. Apologize for that confusion. I just wanted to explain to you what was happening so you wouldn't wonder. 68-34, 6:15 left in this contest. On the 4-4 Clay County, still those five that I mentioned a few moments ago. Moorhead with it now, left wing. She puts up a long two-pointer. It's missed, rebounded by Cherokee Upton, the freshman, getting some nice varsity minutes here tonight. She's played very well during reserve play throughout the course of the season. She kicked it to Taylor Strong, tried to get it to Arms. Ball knocked out of bounds by Monterey. Substitutes now coming in. We see Kenzie Arms, Taylor Strong, and Katie Arms go to the bench for the last time tonight. Madison Beasley, Kelsey Roden, and Hannah Raines come in for them. They'll accompany Marley Ashlock and Cherokee Upton, who stayed on the floor. Beasley, left corner, kicks it to Upton. Upton now to Ashlock. Ashlock travels. She wanted to shoot the three, passed on it, and ended up walking. Should have just pulled that trigger and shot it. 5:50 and ticking left in this one. Clay County in front by 34 points, 68-34. If they get one more, we'll see a continuous clock during this fourth quarter.
Yep.
Three-pointer by Monterey is good, though. That's going to be number 32, Anna Hudson. No mercy rule clock in effect yet. 31 points, the Clay County lead. Beasley brings it across the timeline, kicks it to Roden. Roten the junior, now cross court to Upton. Upton's pass back to Beasley was stolen by Moorhead, and she'll add in two. Kelsey Roten, the only junior, and a steal by Upton. Cherokee Upton?
No, Beasley just threw it in and right to that other girl. She just got it and laid it in.
Moorhead stole the pass to Upton, added two more for Monterey. 68-41, the score, timeout taken here. 5:10 remains in the fourth.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This
back here at Monterey High School, 4:47 remains in the fourth. 68-41 the score. Clay County in front by 27. Beasley to inbound for Clay County, gets it to Roten. As I was saying before, Roten going to be the only senior on the squad next year. Going to be a young team for Clay County. However, she will be accompanied by the experienced juniors. They'll be juniors next year anyway, Katie Arms and Rachel Copes, along with Marty Ashlock, who's played quite a bit as a sophomore this year. Foul on the floor against Monterey. Clay Kane got an inbound, up and inbound from beneath the Lady Bulldog basketball goal. Gets it into Beasley. Beasley to Ashok. Ashok back to Upton. Fires the three from left corner. No good. 4.5 minutes remain and ticking here. Big boys action coming up after this one, folks. Number one seed and number two seed in District 6A going to be going at it. We saw that Monday night. Clark Range for the girls going to see it tonight. Monterey with the boys. Clay County a perfect 12-0 in the district play. They're up two games on Monterey, who are 10-2 in the district. Both teams going to have a home game satellite round during the quarterfinals of the district, but it'll be big for Monterey. This boys' district so tight. Being first seed is pretty big because you get the 8 seed coming into you for that elimination game in the district quarterfinal. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Beasley a three-pointer deflected. Monterey can't hang on to it. Ashlock can't hang on to it. Upton finally gets the loose ball for Clay County. Marty Ashlock fires a three from left corner. No good. Rebounded by Monterey. Casey Harris pulled down the loose ball. She gets it over to Michaela Phillips, who's in running the point for Monterey. Phillips drives. She gets all the way to the hoop. Kicks it outside to a teammate. And looks like she is fouled by Beasley, but it's a steal. It looks like here Madison Beasley comes with it, kicks it ahead to Roten. Roten shot up, no good. Rebounded by Hannah Raines. Hannah keeps it alive, threw it out to Cherokee Upton. Three-pointer from left corner, no good. We've said before on the broadcast that the right corner was Upton's spot. She's got stuck in the left corner here tonight at Monterey, though.
Yeah.
2:55 remains in this one. Clay County in front by 27 points, 68-41. Rebounded by Upton was the missed Lady Wildcat shot. It's worked ahead by Beasley. Beasley throws it away. Monterey comes back with the basketball. We had JV action prior to the varsity contest tonight. Huge blowout win for the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County in that JV action. Thomas, you watched that one. Anything of interest from it?
Pretty solid outing by all of them. Marley Ashlock shot the ball pretty well from the outside, and Liza Jenkins running the point, and then Roten played some, I think. Pretty good second team, basically, that started that JV game and then finished off by some of the freshmen.
I think Liza Jenkins played with them in that one, too.
Yeah.
More substitutes in for Clay County at this point. We'll reset it on the floor for the Lady Bulldogs, Kelsey Roten, Zoe Hayes, Hannah Raines, Abby Eads, and Lauren Weaver. 2:05 remaining in ticking here. Monterey going to fall to a dismal 2-24 on the season. Tough year for the girls up here on the mountain. They are under the tutelage of second-year head coach Mark Sims. They're going to have a veteran team coming back next year, though. I look for them to be much improved next year. Clay County losing its three seniors. Could be an interesting matchup next year between the teams, Coach.
Good. It's actually Coach Sims' first year.
First year.
Todd, he was coaching last year. Todd
is. Somebody else earlier in the year, maybe Dillard.
Yeah, it's his second year.
Yeah, Danny Gordon's was that right?
Yeah.
Three-pointer by Roden.
Zoe Hayes.
I was wanting to give it to the junior. Substitution on the floor. Hannah Raines goes out. Madison Beasley comes in. Minute 18 and ticking.
Coach Sims has helped Todd Hess for 3 or 4 years up here for a while.
No distant relation, I guess.
No. He says he's from Sparta. And as far as I know, I don't have any relatives down in that area.
Nice rebound by Lauren Weaver, the long frame freshman. Comfortable with the ball in her hand, brought it down the floor herself. Passes off to Zoe Hayes. Over to Beasley. Back to Hayes. Now back to Eads. Good ball movement on the perimeter by these young Lady Bulldogs. Hayes with it now. She puts the ball on the floor, drives, kicks it back out to Roten. Roten to Weaver. Weaver to Eads. Eads to Beasley, and we lose the ball. Monterey comes up with a loose ball steal. 30 seconds remains in this, but Clay County going to be winners tonight here at Monterey. They'll get to 21-6 on the season. 11-2 in district play. They lost one to Pickett, one to Clark Range, and they beat each team, Pickett and Clark Range, once. So a pretty doggone good district season for the Lady Bulldogs. Tie, could be a tied Well, can't talk. Clay
jump,
County should
jump
be.
Jump ball, Daniel.
Yeah, jump ball. Well, I was trying to go back to the standings here, and I looked, and there will not probably be a tie for anything in the top half of the district standings on the girls' side. Clark Range is going to finish one, probably. Clay County two and Pickett three. And there's the buzzer. Clay County Lady Bulldogs winners by 30 points tonight here at Monterey. It was a slow start, but a comfortable finish, 71-41, the final. We'll come back and do a post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience Oceana now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Monterey High School, and Coach Sims and I just witnessed Clay County pull out and win this ballgame 71-41 over the Lady Wildcats. A 30-point victory, Coach, but it didn't look that way early on.
No, it was a slow start tonight for us. Thought Monterey came out, you know, hit some shots early, and I don't know, I guess that 1-3 that they were playing kind of took its toll on us early. But Rachel Copas came out from the start, you know, playing good. I was really impressed with her tonight. They were leaving the lane open. I mean, she was just penetrating, getting layup after layup. Probably one of the better games she's played in her career.
Well, when you're denying Taylor Strong the ball and double and triple team Kenzie Arms, it leaves something open, and Copas definitely took advantage of it tonight. But again, it was a tight one early on. Clay County only left 15-8 after the first, and then up 10, finally stretched it out a little bit before the half, Coach.
Yeah, and then the start of the third quarter, you know, I think we've really got our running game going, and I don't really think Monterey's girls in that great shape. They started sucking air pretty bad. You know, they've had a hard time catching up with us or running with us. And, you know, we just blowing by them coming down the floor. We controlling the boards on the defensive end. And, you know, if they didn't hit, we was getting a layup on the other end there for a while and stretched it from 10 out to 30 at the end of the quarter.
Right. Those transition points translated into 32 for Clay County. Outscored them 32-11 in that quarter and kind of put this one away. And it ended up kind of like we thought it would go.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you win comfortably. And I didn't think we played that bad. Second half, we played really good. Started out a little slow, but, you know, we're going to get most people's best shot, you know. They're going to really get up for us. And And we've seen that this year. You know, guards will play this tough. Monterey played us good at home for a while, you know, scored 50-something points. And, you know, people just get up for you. And, you know, usually the talent will wear them down before the game's over. That's kind of what happened tonight, you know.
I agree with you. For Monterey, Caitlin Moorhead led the way with 10 points. Grace Klaus, Faith Walker, and Anna Hudson all had 7. And then Daniel DiAgostino had 3 for Clay County. Zoe Hayes hit a 3-pointer there late in the fourth quarter. Katie Arms held the 5 points tonight. Maddie Holland also had 5. The two seniors, Taylor Strong, had 16. Kenji Arms, 18. Rachel Kovacs finished with 24. That's pretty solid
it
in
is.
Any game. High double
yeah.
figures from
yeah,
three coaches.
Yeah, if you get 3 and up around 20, you're not going to lose many games, you know. You know, in a tough game, if you get 3 in double figures, if one of them's around 20, another two's 10 to 15 range, and the rest of them chip in a few, you'll usually get enough points to win. But something else I was going to say, I can't remember what it was. Oh, Katie, you know, I scored 5, but, you know, she got 2 quick fouls. Like, she didn't play a whole lot the first half, so that probably,
right.
probably affected, you know, her scoring tonight. But luckily, Rachel picked it up and got enough for both of them tonight.
Probably a career high. We'll have to check on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, probably
24
is.
Points for her tonight.
She's had some pretty good games this year, but I don't remember getting that many, you know.
Well, again, folks, Clay County pulls this one out 71-41. Stay with us for a great boys game coming up after the CarQuest pregame show here in Monterey on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashhawk and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here at Monterey High School, between contests, 5 minutes until we get underway in this boys' game. Girls were winners, 71-41. We'll go ahead and do a District 6A boys' update here. If I can find the proper place. Yeah, here we go. First place currently in the district. Now, most district teams have played 12 contests so far. They've got two more remaining. Clay County about to play one of those right now. They'll finish up with Red Bullman Tuesday night from Salina. We'll also carry that contest. First place, Clay County, 23-2 overall, 12-0 in district play at Monterey tonight. Second place, Monterey. So this is a big one. One against two. Monterey's 21-6 overall, 10-2 in district play. They are hosting Clay. Third place, Red Bullman, 19-7 overall, 6-5. They've only played 11. Them and Pickett have to meet on Saturday, February the 9th, once the regular season ends, to finish it up. They are 6-5 in district play. Big game for them tonight. They're hosting Trousdale County. Trousdale is tied for fourth with Gordonsville. Trousdale's 11-14 overall, 6-6 in the district at Red Bullman. Gordonsville tied for fourth, 13-10 overall, 6-6 in the district. They're at Pickett County tonight. Clark Range, sixth place, 10-16 overall, 3-9 in the district. They host Jackson County tonight. Seventh place, Pickett County, 10-13 overall, 2-9 in the district. They host Gordonsville. And finally, Jackson County, boys and girls, eighth place in the district. Their boys are 8-17 overall, 2-10 in district play. They are at Clark Range tonight. This boys' district, it's been a tough one, Coach Watson. I sent called Clark Range off as the sixth place team, 3-9 in district play. We had the battle the other night, Monday, to beat them. Yeah. Certainly did. We'll go ahead right now and do the full coverage final word. We may have a little bit of time left over, but this will give us a chance to expand if we want to expand further. It is brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today to see about your insurance needs. Thomas, let's go ahead and make sure we cover all of it, just like Mark and that agency does. You go first here.
I'll do it, Daniel. My policy tonight is the Dogs need to expect some adversity here tonight in Monterey. Let's face it, with the exception of the Red Bull Springs game, things have been pretty easy for Clay County since Christmas, but I'm not sure that's going to be the case tonight. We came up here last year, got blown out, the best I remember, and these cats play well here. Talked to Coach Edwards when I was coming in during the break a while ago. They never lost a district game on this floor, guys. It's only been two seasons, but they've never lost a conference game on this home floor. Monterey hadn't, so, you know, Clay County's got the formula to avoid the upset. They proved that earlier this year. They dominated Monterey, but the Dogs held Peyton West to 5 points, guys. Count them, five. He's averaging somewhere close to 20. He's the thing that makes this go for the Wildcats, isn't he, Coach?
Yes, now, I know that. Great job on them that night, but now he's been on a pretty good run here the last few ball games. I know. I've noticed a couple of the box scores that he had, you know, 5, 6 3-pointers in some ball games. So we'll have to do a good job on him tonight.
That's simply, you know, as I recall, early in the contest on January 4th in Salina, I think the Wildcats were pretty hot from behind the arc, perhaps. In Clay County was not. Now, that's something we've seen Clay County reestablish here lately is the three-point game. Clay County going to have that full repertoire tonight to come out winners.
I agree with you, Daniel. Going to be a good one.
This has been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Strong, Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Clay County, the visiting team tonight, they do come in with an unblemished district record, 12-0, 23-2 overall. They lost two contests, one on opening day way back in November against York Institute at Salina, Clay County High School. And the only other loss they had came to Barron County, Kentucky, during the Barron Hoops Classic during Christmas tournament action. Monterey, 21-6 overall. I've not looked through the complete breakdown of who their losses are to. We know one of them came at the hands of Clay County. The other teams they lost to are pretty strong teams. I think they lost to a strong Loretto team that Clay County actually beat at the Alvin C. York Invitational. Monterey 10-2 in district play, so this definitely going to be a good one tonight. We'll go ahead and do the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting lineups at this moment in time as they get ready to announce them here at Monterey High School. For Monterey, the Wildcats, a junior, number 20, Peyton West. A junior, number 24, Paxton Payne. A senior, number 23, Grayson Randolph. A junior, number 15, Kevin Borges. And a junior, number 32, Jackson Billings. Starting for Clay County, under the tutelage of 19th year head coach Rob Edwards. A junior, number 1, Jake Ashok. A senior, number 2, Landon Woodcock. A senior, number 3, Heath Kimes. A senior, number 13, Gavin Silk. And a senior, number 21, B.J. Emberton. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks, you can trust to protect your home from elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. We have a good crowd on hand here tonight at Monterey High School. Clay County always travels well regardless of where we're at. As we look across Coach Watson, it looks like the Monterey faithful will come out for this one, too.
Looks pretty balanced in here tonight. A lot of places that we go, we outnumber the home folks, but I don't think so here tonight.
That's true. That's a good point. A great testament to the Clay County fans. You're right. A lot of contests when we're the away team, we have more fans than the home team does. And what excellent support that Clay County gives to its high school athletics. Very appreciative of that, folks. We're ready to get it underway here. Morris and Ashlock step in to jump. Ashlock controls the tip. Clay County going to be traveling left or right and scoring at the right end from our vantage point here in the first half. Monterey will be scoring at the hoop to our left. Clay County dressed in all gold tonight. Those away jerseys. Ashlock works inside to Silk. Silk shots up good.
Good turnaround.
Gavin got us started early there. Monterey in possession of the ball. We are courtside here at Monterey High School.
Gavin Silk had a team high, game high, probably 18 points in that win over the Wildcats in Salina. As Paxton Payne knocks down a three, it's going to be a good one, and it's starting early, Daniel.
3-2, the home team in front. Clay County with the basketball. Emberton and Kimes work together to get across the timeline. Now it's Woodcock at the left wing. Kicks it back to Emberton, now to Kimes. He's going to redirect traffic, get everybody where he wants them. The leadership of Heath Kimes at point guard has been great this year, and Gavin Silk adds two more points from right block. Silk with all four of Clay County's points early here. Clay County in front, 4-3.
You know, the lack of an inside post presence for Monterey is kind of showing up early here, Daniel.
Monterey quickly score two more. This time it's Peyton West. 5-4, Monterey in front. The teams battle back and forth in the early stages here. 6.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Ashlock left wing, Woodcock left corner. Fires the three.
Fires the three and put it away.
Nailed it. We know Woodcock is a fine shooter from behind the arc, and he's starting to blossom and really come into his streakiness and starting to get hot here in the later stages of the regular season.
No hesitation at all on that shot.
He's best when he doesn't. When he doesn't think and just shoots, he's best. Monterey with the ball. Morris down on the post, kicks it out to Randolph. Randolph drives, shot so good. He was fouled, though. I think we'll see Ashok. Yep, it's Ashok pick up the personal, his first of the contest. Randolph at the line to shoot two. First one's away. Good.
Good.
7-5 the score. Actually, 7-6 now. Clay County in front by one. Randolph prepares for the second. Coach Edwards up early in this one, walking the sidelines. Not something you see him do a whole lot. He's keyed up, ready for action tonight, too. Randolph hits both of those. We're knotted at 7. Just under 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Woodcock, right wing, gives up to Ashlock. Ashlock to Emberton. Emberton hands off to Kimes. Kimes resets. To Ashlock, inside to Silk. Silk working against Borges. Shots up. No. Missed that one. Borges with the aggressive rebound. The Monterey fans like the defense they saw their junior post player with on that possession. Randolph puts it up for his squad down at the Monterey end. No good. Rebound Woodcock. Woodcock across the timeline. He's at the top. Releases it. Yeah! Nailed it.
He knew that one was gone when he crossed the center line.
4 feet from behind the arc. We said that Trent Bowles led the way in the single game 3-point production against the Wildcats with 5. Woodcock with 2 early in this one. Bowles' single game record here in the modern era may be compromised tonight. Woodcock with it again after a Wildcat miss. He's feeling it. You can see it. Releases another 3-pointer. Yeah, he's got 3, folks. And a timeout taken by Coach West. 30-second variety. We'll be back after one ad.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Monterey High School. Clay County leads 13-7 midway through this first quarter, and Landon Woodcock is hot, guys. Back-to-back-to-back three-pointers from the senior, and you can see it in his eye.
Yeah, his body language, he's really feeling it right now. Monterey with the basketball, though. It's Payne at the top of the key. Dribbles to his left, back to his right, hands off to Randolph. Randolph working against Ashlock, stays behind the arc at this point. Dribbles to high post, backs back up behind the arc again. Hands off to Billings. Billings defended by Kimes, quickly gets rid of it. Kimes almost forced to steal in the 2 seconds that Billings had the ball. Monterey works inside to Randolph in the paint, shots up no good. Ashlock with his second personal foul. Coach Edwards may go to the bench early in this one. Ashlock with 2 with 4:23 left in the first.
And 2 picky ones, Daniel. Just straight up twice by Ashlock there against Randolph. You know, Wheaton and this crew are just not going to let these boys play like they did the girls.
They sure did let the girls play. Randolph knocks down the front end, and we see Gunner Silk come to the scores table. B.J. Emberton going to step down on the low block to try to get the rebound here as Ashlock goes to the sideline.
That's what you're going to see. You're going to see Emberton go guard Randolph and Silk, the younger Silk, be on West here.
Second free throw's up by Randolph. He hits it. 13-9 the score. Clay County in front by 4. And that's another credit to the diversity of Emberton. He can guard a point guard. He can guard a center. He can do it all. Clay County with the ball. Woodcock has it. Hands off to Kimes. Woodcock defended by Billings. The younger player seems a little intimidated at the task he's got right now.
Oh,
and we see Morris steal the ball away. After Silk opened hot in the paint, Morris defending him decided he's going to tighten up his defense. He gives Monterey a possession, and Randolph comes down and scores 2 for his squad. We're back to a 2-point game, 13-11. Woodcock with it. Passes to Kimes across the timeline. Emberton, right corner, three-pointer, deflected. Monterey comes up with the deflected ball. And a foul's called against Gavin Silk, and I do not agree.
I don't know about that one. I believe he initiated that contact, and Gavin just happened to be in the wrong place.
Paxton Payne had the ball, was about to travel with it, and stepped
but he didn't
in
make contact.
To draw contact, yeah. I'm sorry to speak out against the officials over there, folks. Not something I like to do, but I just didn't agree with that call.
Remember, we're in Monterey, man.
Monterey with basketball.
And we have no prejudice at all.
Randolph left wing feeds inside to Tyrus West, and that's actually Peyton West. Tyrus West graduated last year.
High ball game, guys.
Yeah, it is. 13-13 after West scores the two-pointer. Clay County with the basketball. Emerson drives baseline. Kicks to Woodcock. Woodcock drives in. Backs back out. Cannot get a three-pointer off. He resets. Looks to Coach Edwards. Edwards hollers out to instructions. Coach Edwards having to get into this one early tonight. Gunner Silk drives. Had a nice layup attempt, but it was no good. Under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 13. Billings with the ball for the Wildcats. Right corner. Passes off to West. West now drives. Loses a handle on the ball. Morris picked it up. He passes it to Payne. The Clay County fans behind us go crazy. They saw West take about 3 steps with the ball. No whistles blow, though.
More like 5.
Whistles finally blow, and Gunner Silk going to be called for the personal foul. And, folks, this atmosphere is another one. We mentioned it at Red Bull and earlier in the season. This feels like a postseason affair already.
It does. We knew it was going to be coming in. A 6-0 run here by Monterey. Make it 8, Daniel, to take the lead on a Paxton Payne jumper in the lane.
Payne scores on the inbound play. Coach Edwards doesn't like what's happening here and wants to talk to his players. He doesn't look pleased at all. 30-second timeout taken. Monterey in front by 2.
Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here at Monterey High School, 8 Cavs had brought the ball down for Clay County, drove all the way to the hoop. His shot was no good, however, he was fouled. Foul does go against Peyton West. Cavs at the line to shoot 2. Trying to tie this game back up.
Now we've seen West almost match his entire point total for the last contest here in the first quarter, Daniel. And Grayson Randolph having another big first quarter. He did that against us in Salina. B.J. Emerson switched on him and shut him down the rest of the way. Let's see if that's how this plays out.
Randolph, a senior. He is a good player, very athletic. Times hit the first. Now he hits the second. We're knotted at 15.
Yes, we've calmed down a little bit maybe. You know, we've gotten a little bit out of sync here. They forced us into making a few mistakes.
Monterey with the basketball. Payne crosses the timeline. He's doing a good job handling it. Time's all over him, though. He gives up to Randolph finally to get away from Kimes. Ball's handed off now.
Yeah, we were looking for a 5-second call that we didn't get.
Yeah. West has it. He drives. Shot no good. Foul's called, though. We'll have to see if it's Silk or Kimes. It's Heath Kimes that picks up the personal.
Tell you what, Peyton West has got a unique hesitation move or something. Not many people is much quicker than Heath Kimes and Gunner Silk, and West got to the rim on both of them.
He did. West fires the first free throw, knocks it down. His team in front, now by 1. Nothing less than we expected in the early stages of this one. Minute 39 on the clock. Number 1 and 2 seeds doing battle here in the later stages of the District 6A regular season. West hits them both. Clay County in front by 2. Minute and a half left in this first quarter. Clay County crosses the timeline.
Monterey up by 2. Dude.
Monterey
both
up by 2.
Free throws.
Woodcock with it. He's defended by West. Woodcock drives. Wants to take him to the hole. Shots up. No good. And we're going to have a foul called on the floor against West. West looking a little confused. Didn't think he had committed an infraction. Guys, that is Peyton West's second personal here in this first quarter.
That's big as he goes to the bench. Head coach Adam West has to go away from his son here, who's the leader of his team early, Daniel.
Mason Sharp now in playing for the Bulldogs. He'll inbound from beneath the hoop. Has trouble getting it in. Finally does to Gavin Silk. Silk goes up. Give it to him. Gavin Silk working
it up. Hustled that one in.
Rooting around, forcing his way, and scoring 2 points. Minute 10 to play here in the first. Billings with it. Left corner for Monterey. It's kicked back out to Cody Allen. Allen at the top of the key. Hands off to Randolph. Allen's in substituting for West. Randolph gives up to Morris. Morris to Payne. Payne scores. No, he didn't score. Rebound, Gavin Silk. Works ahead to Woodcock. Woodcock 3 for 3 from behind the line. He has not shot, though, since about halfway through the first quarter. He does shoot a 2-pointer there. Misses it.
Forced that one a little bit.
17-17. Monterey may be playing for the last possession here. We see Paxton Payne taking care of the ball handling duties while West is off the floor. Payne is defended by Gunner Silk. Gunner doing a nice job. Almost forces a steal. He can't hang on to the loose ball, though. Payne picks it back up. Hands off to Allen. Allen defended by Sharp. Cody Allen drives around. Sharp's all over him, folks. He has nowhere to go. Finally gives it off to Morris. Morris hands off to Randolph. Randolph throws it out of bounds. 7.2 seconds on this first quarter clock. Clay County going to have a possession.
You know, Gunner Silt working hard against a larger Paxton Payne. Payne tried to take him down and post him up. Randolph, just a bad entry pass there to cause a turnover.
5 seconds. Woodcock with the ball. He crosses the timeline. Gets it to Silk. 2 seconds. Shots up now from the corner from Sharp. No! We're knotted up at 17 and then to 1. Number 1 and number 2 seeds in District 6A doing battle. Stay with us.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Second quarter action now underway. Monterey just embedded right here in front of us. We're courtside at Monterey High School, and Clay County and the Wildcats are tied up at 17 to begin second quarter action. Cody Allen with the basketball defended by Mason Sharp, and a foul's called against Sharp. Coach Edwards looks at his player, gestures his hand, said, "Mason, you was all over him. Will your hand work?"
Yeah, I think he'd like to see Sharp slide his feet a little more, get in front of him, cut off the baseline there instead of reaching.
Monterey inbounds off of the Sharp foul. That was Mason's first personal of the contest. Three-pointer by Payne's no good. Rebounded by Clay County, and a foul's going to be called against Borges, number 15.
Good box out there by B.J. Emerson as the taller Borges went up over the top and drew it over the back foul.
7:30 to go here in the second quarter. Still tied at 17. Clay County with the basketball. Mason Sharp hands off to Woodcock. Woodcock defended by Payne. Woodcock goes to Kimes. Kimes back to Sharp. Sharp defended by Allen. Gives it up to Kimes. Kimes almost off the handle. Maintained possession, though. Goes to the hoop. His shot blocked by Morris. Kimes didn't care. He picked up the loose ball, and he threw it off of number 4, Tucker Phillips, who's in. He Kimes very good at
good
defending
play.
The ball off of a defender. Woodcock inbound for Clay County. Gets it into Silk. Silk to Kimes. Foul's going to be called against Payne. He was trying to hound Woodcock from the get-go, and the head official here tonight didn't like it. Payne's first personal. Woodcock inbound. Gets it to Kimes. 7:05 left in the second. 17-17 the score. Emerton with it. Right corner. Defended by Randolph. Hands off to Woodcock. Woodcock drives. Shots up good.
Good shot. Good cut to the basket.
Clay County with a two-point lead, 19-17.
Woodcock's quickly into double figures, guys, with the three threes in that bucket. He's got 11.
West still on the bench for Monterey. Phillips on the floor, facing him, has the basketball in his hands at right wing, gives up to Borges. He shoots from the right elbow, no good. Rebound Randolph. Randolph puts it back up, scores. 19-19. Two heavyweights doing battle here.
Yes, they are.
This Clay County team having such a strong year. Monterey had such a great year last year, went to the state tournament. As we see Gavin Seal put up a shot, good.
Back among the tall threes and put it in.
Both of these District 6A teams advanced to state tournament play. Both of them lost in, they both didn't lose in the first round. Clay County lost in the first round. Monterey advanced to the Final Four last year. They did lose a lot of seniors, but many of those players are back this year. Monterey with the basketball after Gavin Silk's basket, and Paxton Payne knocks out a three-pointer. Coach, he shot that one further back than his dad's guards do over Tennessee Tech. Heath Kimes with it for Clay County. Monterey in front by one, 22-21. Kimes hands off to Sharp. Sharp back to Kimes. Kimes drives. Now he kicks it back to Mason. Mason goes to B.J. Emerton in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Borges. Borges hands off to Allen. Allen crosses the timeline for Monterey. Resets, gets instructions from head coach West. Coach Edwards up, like I say, he's been this one from the get-go. He senses how big a game this is for his team. Silk pulls down the rebound after a missed Wildcat two-pointer. Quickly, Clay County into the front court. Mason Sharp, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Randolph. Randolph gives up to Allen. Allen now to Payne. Payne's defended by Woodcock. Payne calls out a play, redirects traffic for the Wildcats. His team has a one-point lead, 22-21. Hands off to Randolph. Randolph to Borges. Borges to Allen. Allen inside Randolph. B.J. Everton called for the cheap personal. Ever trying to feed Randolph, who was posted up at the high post. B.J. just reached over him.
He did. They're going to get you every time for that one when you reach over the top. Randolph going to the line here, Daniel, as the Wildcats are in the bonus.
17 fouls now against Clay County. 14 fouls for Monterey. 4:41 left in this second quarter as Randolph misses the front end. Rebound pulled down by Tiernan. On the floor for Clay County, Woodcock, Bailey, Tiernan, Kimes, and Emerton. Ben Bailey with it, right wing, gives up to Emerton. Emerton inside the Woodcock. He's posted up against the smaller Billings and calls for a charge.
Out of control.
Woodcock backing his way down in there a little too aggressively.
He was, Daniel, and just kind of lowered the shoulder a little too much. You can get away with it if you don't drop that shoulder, and Woodcock did there as he tried to bully his way into the lane. And, guys, this is what I was talking about. This is the adversity we were looking at. You see Woodcock a little frustrated, shaking his head. And, you know, B.J. Emerton actually had a little trouble guarding Randolph inside at this point. There's a lot of matchups that aren't going Clay County's way right now. They're only down by one. Just gotta get a grip and get through this, and we know Clay County can do it.
I talked to Coach Edwards earlier today. I said, Coach, we got two tough ones left in the district of Monterey and Red Bullen. And the toughest thing about it is Monterey tonight, we're seeing it, Red Bullen's going to do Tuesday. They're coming for revenge, armed to the teeth with all the weaponry they've got, you know, bringing their A game here as we get close to the postseason. And that's what we're seeing here is a postseason elimination-style game happening before us.
We are.
We entered a slow phase here in the game. We saw B.J. Emerson run into the scorer's table. It knocked power out to it. They got it back going. And a foul's been called against Sage Tiernan. We see number 34, a player who I do not have on my roster.
Silas Randolph.
Silas Randolph.
The freshman. I remember he played a little bit down there in Salina.
Oh, yeah, I do have him. Never mind. Randolph misses that free throw. Randolph, a freshman here, getting some action midway through the second quarter. We're exactly at the midpoint, 4 minutes on the clock. Monterey in front by one, 22-21. Neither team scored in the last couple of possessions. Bailey with it, top of the key for Clay County. Hands off to Woodcock. Woodcock defended by Payne, can't go anywhere. Gets it to Emerton, Emerton to Bailey, Bailey to Kimes. Got a guard-heavy lineup right now without Ashok and Silk on the floor. We've not seen Jake Ashok since early going in this one. He picked up two personals. Sage Timmer misses a two-pointer. Monterey gets the rebound. Monterey also with several substitutes in. Sailors has it. Sailors pass was stolen by Bailey. Big steal by the senior. He gets it to Emerton. Emerton now with momentum into the lane. Kicks it back out to Bailey. He knocks it down from behind the arc.
Great shot.
Ben Bailey getting a big score for his team, putting the Bulldogs back out in front, 24-22.
Huge shot for the senior guys. We've seen him do it a lot in his career. Doesn't get on the floor much, but when he does, he makes an impact. Another senior, Paxton Payne for the Wildcats, returns the favor, Daniel.
He sure did. Knocked it down. And Sage Turner called for the double dribble on Clay County's end. We see Gavin Silk and Mason Sharp check back into the action. Tiernan and Woodcock going to come sit down. Bailey stays on the floor. We've got Ben Bailey, B.J. Emerton, Gavin Silk, Mason Sharp, and Heath Kimes for the Bulldogs.
Got Peyton West back in the ball game. Heath Kimes walking with him pace for pace, Daniel. This is going to be fun.
Sailors with it, defended by Sharp. Gives it up to Randolph. Randolph now to West. West drives against Kimes, shots up the paint. Good. Silk inbounds to Kimes. Monterey in front by three, 27-24. Kimes hands off to Emberton. Emberton, Euro step to the hoop. Missed his layup. Rebound Payne. Monterey in front right now, 27-24. Payne with it behind the arc at the top of the key. Defended by Emberton. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Billings. Billings inside to Randolph. It's the younger of the Randolphs. He works against Silk. It's a good matchup. And Gavin Silk's going to be called for the personal foul. The shot was good by Randolph. And he'll go to the line to try to convert the three-point play. Things got loud here out of the Monterey fans when Randolph converted that. The freshman's a good-looking post player. And his team's in front by five. We await his free throw. A timeout has been taken on the floor. Monterey leads 29-24. 2:13 left in the second.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here at Monterey High School, Randolph missed that free throw. Clay County now in possession. Gunner Seal drove into the paint. He was fouled. That's the fifth team foul against Monterey. While Clay County has 10, a little lopsided. I don't think the officials are doing a bad job. We've just been a little sloppier defensively. Here we are now. Coach, I think you're muted. Check your...
Let me turn myself back on here. Golly, I may have said something real important.
29-24 the score. I guess it was a foul on the floor. Clay County inbound. It had it stolen by Monterey. Gunner didn't get to attempt free throws on the foul. Minute and a half remains on the floor for Clay County. Bailey, Kimes, Tiernan, Emberton, and Silk. Monterey scores their biggest lead of the night. 7 points. I'm curious about the presence of Jake Ashlock. We've not seen him since he picked up that second personal foul early in the first quarter.
Yeah, and you can see the difference. You know, Randolph in there, he's got 10 tonight already. And then West driving the lane, nobody there to contest his shots underneath. That's what Ashlock brings.
And Gavin Silk also off the floor, as we say, see B.J. Emerton post up, though, and score a basket as he was fouled by Randolph. B.J. goes to the line to try to convert here on the free throw attempt, and it's a big one. We need it right now, trailing by five. This will make it a four-point game and just need some regained momentum due to the Bulldogs. Shots away by Emerton. No good. Rebounded by Randolph. Randolph gets it to West. Monterey trying to score in transition. He goes to Borges. Borges at right block. He scores. Nice job by the Wildcats.
We didn't get back.
Nope. Gunner Silk with it for the Bulldogs. Gets it up to Kimes. Kimes in the paint. Hands off to Emerton. Emerton back out the top of the key. He's fouled. Foul was on the floor. The Monterey fans disagree. Foul was called against number 24, Paxton Payne. His second personal of the contest. 45 seconds remain here in this second quarter. It's been a great first half of action. We hope if you're listening at home tonight, you're enjoying our broadcast of it. We're having a good time calling it as we've got BJ at the line.
You know, it's kind of unique to see, Daniel. We don't see this much. B.J. Emerton, the feature of this Clay County offense with this lineup right here, he's doing a good job at it. You know, Coach Evers keeping Woodcock and some of these other starters on the bench. I know we got some foul trouble. I think we've got a little motivation factor going here, too.
I agree. Under a minute to play here in this second quarter as Emerton hit the first free throw, missed the second. Monterey with the rebound. Billings has it, right wing. Works inside to Randolph. Randolph now even deeper down to Borges. Borges shot up, no good. Rebounded by Tiernan.
Somebody go get it.
Tiernan hands off to Kimes. Kimes going to play for the last possession. 20 seconds and ticking. Monterey's in front by six, 33-27. We are drawing to the close of this second quarter. Kimes undefended out at the timeline. 10 seconds on the clock. He goes into motion. Gets all the way to right block. And an unforced error. Kimes dribbles off of his foot. Monterey going to have a chance to extend their six-point lead. 6.8 seconds on the clock. West inbound. Man, full-court pressure. Gunner Silk knocks it away from Paxton Payne. We lose 7/10 of a second on that inbound attempt. 6.1 remains. Monterey inbound. Tiernan doing a good job here trying to deny the inbound pass. B.J. Emerton steals it. Now Kimes has it. Now to Tiernan. Shots up good. Sage Tiernan initiated the steal.
Great.
He gets the 2 points to hammer home a nice possession here for Clay County at the end of this second quarter. The Bulldogs do trail, though, to Monterey, 33-29. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Monterey High School, where Clay County trails the Wildcats 33-29 here at halftime, and this has been a back-and-forth battle so far here on the mountain as Clay County and Monterey were tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter behind Landon Woodcock's 3 3-pointers in a row. Clay County built a 13-7 lead, but Monterey put together an 8-0 run to reclaim that, to take the lead 15-13. Though Clay County has tied it a couple of times, they haven't led this ball game since that run by Monterey, and now Monterey takes this 4-point lead into halftime. For Monterey, Paxton Payne is leading the way with 11 points. Grayson Randolph has 10. And Peyton West has 8, along with Kevin Borjas and Silas Randolph with a bucket apiece. For Clay County, Landon Woodcock with that big first quarter, 3 3-pointers for 9 points, has 11 at the half, but has not scored since early on in that second quarter. Gavin Silk has 8, majority of them coming in the first quarter. Heath Kimes 2, B.J. Emerton 3, Ben Bailey has a big 3 off the bench, and Sage Tiernan made the buzzer-beating bucket that got Clay County back within 4 here at halftime. Again, the score, 33-29 in Monterey favor over Clay County at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here at halftime of this boys' contest, Monterey in front by 4, 33-29. Me and Coach Watson were having an interesting conversation there, talking about the old Salina High School gymnasium, and he brought up a point that I never had thought about. He was talking about how the floorboards on the playing surface at the Salina High School gym were laid side to side. And Coach Watson, you've been in, I'm going to say, thousands, but at least hundreds of gyms, and you said that's the only one you've ever seen laid that way.
I've never seen one that has the flooring laid horizontal through the end lines. You know, like here, all of them, they're perpendicular with the end lines, but that one's horizontal, and I've never seen another one anywhere that I can think of.
Of course, we are talking about not Clay County High School's gym, but the old Salina High School gym.
Hey, about one quick story about Monterey.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I know you mentioned a minute ago their state tournament team last year.
Yeah.
They had a state tournament team here, I guess, about 1978 or 79.
Yeah, 79, I think.
And they had a group of their fans. Somebody nicknamed them the Watermelon Gang. And they went, of course, they hadn't had basically a winning team in years and years. The late Troy Faust was the coach. Outstanding gentleman here, a coach here in the Upper Cumberland area that succumbed to cancer a few years ago. But they went down to Nashville, and like I said, the whole crowd went with one whole side of the gym. They had their watermelon signs up. But I hate to tell this story on them, but I think they had a problem. They drove to the state tournament game that day and made a wrong turn somewhere on the way down there and were late getting to the gym. And barely made it to the gym in time for game time. And it kind of, being you, young, frustrated them. And they came out and really got beat pretty bad the first quarter.
Had an opening round loss that year, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And that part was kind of sad. But they were a great bunch of fans.
What was the premise of that?
I have no idea. I don't think anyone does. But no, they were rabid fans. And I know, I think they had the MVP of our conference that year. I can't even think of it. Think of their names now. That's been a year or two ago.
I guess that's 40 years ago this year.
Yes. And that was back in the day. I think we had 11 teams in the district tournament that year.
Well, we know we thought when we expanded to 8 teams from District 7 when we went to District 6 that we were big. That's quite a bit more back then. In the old days, there was several in the districts.
Yeah, if you wound up down close to the bottom, you had to play a long time to get to the final. And we've had more teams than that. I have played in the district where we had 17 teams one year.
I've seen regions with less than that.
With no classification. And you came out and two teams went to the region.
Well, I know in football for the longest, only one team advanced is usually Gordonsville. So it's a long time before we actually start getting into the playoffs because Tennessee Way used to just take a few, and so interesting to see they did that in basketball as well. Third quarter action underway here. Clay County in possession. They've swapped into the floor. They'll be shooting at the hoop on the left. Morris comes up with a block shot of Gavin Silk to open the quarter for the Wildcats. And here we're going to see Monterey with the basketball. An offensive foul called against the player from Monterey, not the one with the basketball, but he did run over sitting
yes,
in the legal screen.
After he gave the ball up, he didn't stop.
B.J. Emerton taking the charge right there on the baseline, guys, throwing his body around.
Clay County with the ball. Woodcock fires from left corner. And
we needed
open the
that.
Third quarter, just like we opened the first of the game. Woodcock hits a three-pointer. He was 3 of 3 from behind the arc in the first half. Now he's 4 of 4 on the game, 12 points just from those three-pointers. 7:15 here in the third. Monterey with the ball. West gets to the hoop. His layup no good. May have been deflected by Emerton. Kimes comes up with the rebound. Heath drives all the way down, kicks it back out now to Emberton. Emberton to Silk, gathered at high post, gives it up to Woodcock. Woodcock to Ashok. First time we're seeing Ashok since the first quarter. Ashok drives inside, draws a foul.
Good move, Jake.
Jake goes to the line to shoot two. Third personal foul against Voorhees. It'll be interesting to see what happens if he exits the game.
Now, he's been a factor here tonight, affecting shots. I know for sure he's got two blocks, maybe three, Daniel, in the paint. Of course, Ashlock hasn't been in the contest, but he's kind of dominated the paint so far besides what Silk did early on.
And he scored some offensively. We see Ashlock knock down
both
of
those. We've erased that deficit now.
Yes, Clay County in front by one, 34-33. Under 7 minutes to play in the third. On the 4-4, Clay County are those original five starters. Silk, Kimes, Woodcock, Emberton, and Ashlock. Kimes comes up with a steal. Monterey coming out slow here in the third. Clay County coming out hot. Woodcock fires from deep and misses.
That done everything but go in.
It went halfway down into the rim, the basketball, then it somehow came out. We see Tyrus West drain one from the Wildcat end. And again, Monterey retakes the lead. 36-34, we couldn't ask for a better game to call here tonight. 6:15 to go in the third. Kimes at the top of the key for Clay County. Gives it off to Woodcock. Woodcock to Ashlock. Ashlock to Silk. Silk to Kimes. Kimes now to Ashlock.
T.J. Irvin's got the mismatch in the paint. Let's see if I can get it to him. Kimes out of control there, Daniel.
Kimes called for a charge, and I agree.
Yep.
Good job. It wasn't so much a wild play by Heath, but a great job by the Wildcat defender from stopping his footwork.
Our outside player should have held on to the ball. Too many people under there.
5:59 and ticking to go. Monterey in front by two, 36-34, and they have the basketball.
Shame they didn't see that. B.J. Irvington had Peyton West posted up on the block down there and just couldn't get him the ball.
Big mismatch. Gavin Silk, gonna be called for the foul. That is his third personal. Mason Sharp's gonna come to the scorer's table. Coach Edwards not happy with his post players tonight. As Payne knocks down the free throw. Payne has another awaiting. Second free throw's away by Payne. No good. Rebound, Heath Kimes. Kimes brings it across the timeline. Resets it for Clay County. Passes to Emberton. Emberton to Ashlock. Back to Emberton, who drives. Dishes up to Kimes. Kimes fouled by Billings. Heath going to go to the line to shoot two. Every free throw down the stretch here is going to be big, Coach Watson.
It's very important.
One possession game against a team that's playing good. Don't need to take any attempt for granted here. Shots up by Kimes. He hits.
And so many times down toward the end of the ball game, we count the ones they missed in the last 30 seconds.
Right.
Instead of the one they missed in the first 3 minutes.
How true that is. Kimes hits them both. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. Monterey with a one-point lead, 37-36. Payne with the ball. Defended by Woodcock. Drives in, backs out. Goes to Randolph. Randolph inside to the younger Randolph. And he travels. The freshman with a big body doing a nice job replacing Borges, who's out with three personal fouls. I'd be curious to know if Randolph boys are brothers. I went ahead during the girls game and said that the Klaus girls were sisters. Going to do that same thing here again with the Randolphs.
I think you're safe, Daniel.
Woodcock drives. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Monterey here. Tyrus West comes, not Tyrus. It's the younger brother, Peyton. Peyton West drives down, had to back out. Didn't go immediately.
Well,
to the
that
passes
might
have been a foul. Inside Randolph scores. It is the younger of the two. Silas Randolph. Heath Kimes comes down, has the ball swatted out of his hands. Monterey going to maintain possession here. I apologize. Clay County going to maintain possession.
Yeah.
Woodcock inbound from beneath the Bulldog goal. Works it into Ashlock. Ashlock to Sharp. Sharp to Kimes. Kimes at the top. picks up the dribble, kicks it inside to Ashok. Ashok drives, shots up, no good. He is fouled, though.
He's not in sync yet.
No, I agree. Not a smooth flow tonight. Second personal foul against Silas Randolph. Ashok at the line to shoot two. Monterey in front, 39-36. Ashok hits it. 4:33 on this third quarter clock. Bulldogs trail by two. Ashok tries to cut it to one as he releases the second free throw, and he does so. 39-38. Payne's going to walk it down the floor for Monterey. On the floor for the Bulldogs. Timeout's going to be taken. We'll come back from this timeout and reset the lineups for you.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here at Monterey High School, and it is a one-point ball game, Daniel, and it has been back and forth here midway through this third quarter. Clay County trails by one.
It's exactly what we were expecting. Not what we were hoping for. Hoping for a Clay County blowout, you know, put it away early, but we did expect this, and it's unfolding to be a District 6A dandy here in front of us between the number one and two ranked teams in the district. Monterey with the basketball. Peyton West, top of the key, defended by Kimes. Kimes going to be called for a foul. I believe that's his second personal. We'll have to check the scoreboard. Monterey with these, Randolph.
Randolph stuck his hip out there and caught Kimes as he come around that screen, illegal screen, Daniel.
It seems like that's a lost skill, how to properly set a screen for your players.
It was an offensive foul against Monterey, and Mason Sharp hammered this time. I think actually the defender, I believe it was West. West took the brunt of the hit. He landed on Sharp's back, and then he fell to the floor here at Monterey High School. Comes up shaking, but fine, I believe. Sharp, it was a shooting foul. Sharp's going to go to the line to shoot two. 39-38.
Great look there from Emerton or Ashlock, one to Sharp underneath, and Sharp pump faked, and when he did, he caught West up in the air, and yeah. I think they kind of hit heads on that pump fake before West hit the floor, too.
West, not a large player. He's a junior, but he's a pretty small guy. Sharp actually with a little bit bigger body than he has. Sharp hit the first, missed the second. We're knotted up at 39. Kimes with a great rebound. Keeps it alive. Woodcock fires from three. Yeah! Brandon Woodcock has hit five in this one.
Big time bucket.
Ties Trent Bowles for the single game modern day record against the Wildcats from behind the arc. And I don't think Landon's done. 3.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Clay County in front, 42-39. Apologize if I hurt any of the ears of the listeners as I shouted out there as Woodcock knocked it down, but I couldn't help myself. Foul on the floor against the Bulldogs. It did go against Emerton, his second. Monterey to inbound from beneath their own goal. They're off to our right from our vantage point here courtside at Monterey High School. Randolph works inside to his big brother, Grayson, and Grayson Randolph scores.
Got away with a clear out.
Clay County in possession. Woodcock with it. Backs back out behind the arc. He's about 10 feet behind at the top of the key. I wouldn't mind if he pulled the trigger from there. He does not, though. Gives it up to Ashlock. Ashlock at right wing. Surveys the defense. Mason Sharp cut through the paint. Couldn't get it to him, though. Woodcock misses a three-pointer. I had a bird's-eye view of that, and I could tell from the release that it was not going to fall. Ball does go out of bounds off the side of the iron. Wildcats have possession.
Kind of a heat check right there, wasn't it, Coach? Getting off a little heat check shot.
Yeah. 2:30 remains here in the third quarter. Clay County in front by one, 42-41. Foul's going to go this time against Heath Kimes. I tried to give him one a few moments ago. This time he does get it.
Well, again, Paxton Payne trying to post up. He's Kimes this time, not Gunner Silk. And Kimes, this is kind of caught a bad break right there, touchy foul.
Monterey with the ball. Grace Randolph in the paint. Shots up. Good. Grace Randolph having a good night. The senior from Monterey trying to keep that undefeated district streak going in this gym. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast as B.J. Emerson takes a three and knocks it down for the Bulldogs. 45-43, Monterey in their third year of playing in this particular gymnasium, and they have never lost a district game in it. Clay Kelly trying to do that tonight. Bulldogs were losers up here in early January last year. Hopefully tonight the Bulldogs can come out on top. They do lead right now, 45-43. Wildcats with the ball. It's on the block. Randolph defended by Ashlock. And a foul's called against Jake. Three personals for Gavin Silk. He's on the bench. Three personals for Jake Ashlock. He's on the floor. We'll have to see if Coach Edwards leaves him.
You know, we haven't seen Gavin Silk since about, 2.5 minutes have gone in this quarter, Daniel. And you can see it here, Ashlock one-on-one with the young post player down there. Nice move, the up and under, got him up in the air. And again, it doesn't take much to get a foul call in the post tonight. And that's another one on Jake Ashlock.
Silas Randolph knocks down the front end of his two free throws. His team now trails by one, 44-45. On the floor for Clay County, Gunner Silk, Jake Ashlock, Landon Woodcock, B.J. Emerton, and Mason Sharp. Randolph hits them both. We're knotted up at 45. That's about the fifth time during this game that we've been tied.
Got it knotted up again.
A minute 40 remains in the third. Woodcock with the ball for Clay County. Walks it across, gives it to Gunner Silk. Gunner to B.J. Emerton. Emerton goes baseline. Tried to pass it off to Ashlock. Pass was stolen by Randolph, the younger of the two.
Seen a few uncharacteristic things here, too, from Clay County. A couple turnovers, a bad pass here and there. Not used to seeing that from these Bulldogs.
Minute 15 and ticking in the third. Monterey with the ball. Payne in the top of the key, defended by Woodcock. He uses a Randolph screen to drive. Has to circle back out. Gives to Allen. Allen now resets it for Monterey. The junior guard kicks it over to Billings. Billings inside to Grace Randolph, defended by Emerton. And a foul called on the floor.
This
against Emerton.
The way this was being called in the paint, guys, it would frustrate me to death as a player, I guarantee you. I know Gavin Silk, B.J. Emerton, and Ashlock, all three are just chomping at the bit. You got to let them play a little bit down there.
They've all three got three personals. Ashlock and Emerson on the floor with those three. And a travel call against Monterey. Things have got sloppy here.
I mean, when you got two guys banging on each other, you know, you got to let them use their bodies.
Yeah.
You know, they're not reaching and hitting. You got to let them play defense. And that's what needs to happen here. All three guys that can play in the paint for us in foul trouble because of it.
35 seconds remain in this one. Time's ticking. Ashlock stands and holds the ball, letting time tick down. We are knotted up at 45. I know one thing. If they call it that way Tuesday night when Doc Marsh and the Red Boy Bulldogs come to town, we'll see a lot of fouls on both sides.
That's right.
15 seconds remains. Ashlock still standing with it. He's isolated with the freshman right now.
I think you're going to see Ashlock take it to Randolph right here. And either dish for the three or take it to the hoop one.
Here he comes. Ashlock dishes off to Emerson. And he scores. Nice job. The Randolph brothers tried to double team Ashlock as he drove. He found B.J. Emerson, much like he did the Ice Thread Bowling game earlier in the year. And we have a 2-point Bulldog lead heading into the fourth quarter. Time has expired in the third. Clay County 47, Monterey 45.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Fourth quarter action underway here at Monterey High School. Let's see who ends up winning this District 6A battle. Monterey with the ball. Randolph works inside to his younger brother. The young Randolph kicks it out to Billings. He fires a three, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of a Bulldog. I can't see who it was. The official here on the floor behind the perimeter was blocking my view. We are courtside. Good half, Coach Watson. Monterey does maintain possession, though. Randolph with the basketball, dribbles inside, shots up good. Grayson Randolph, you mentioned it during the break. He's a great player, having a good night.
Right, he is.
He's well into double digits, nearing 20 probably for Monterey.
Got 16 so far, Daniel. A 6 over the 10 he had in Salina.
We're knotted up at 47 here. As a foul's going to be called against Randolph, Jake Ashaw going to go to the line. Huge free throws, all of them are, as Coach Watson mentioned. First quarter free throws mean just as much as fourth quarter ones, but definitely a lot more pressure here, on Jake at this point. 47-47 the score, 7:16 left to play. Ashaw at the line to shoot two.
Well, he's 4-for-4 so far tonight, making 5-for-5. Jake Ashaw, a great free throw shooter, even in the clutch, guys, and this is definitely clutch early in this fourth.
These two teams likely to meet again in the district championship if both of them can advance to it here in a few weeks. He times pulls down a rebound. It was Venus. Ashok missed his second free throw. Times rebounded it, kicked it back out to Ashok, who buried a three-pointer.
And Ashok drilled it.
I'll swap that 1 point for those three.
Yes, anytime.
Clay County now with a four-point lead, 51-47. Possibly Clay County's biggest lead of the night. 6:50 and ticket. Monterey with the ball. Payne inside.
No way on that one.
Blocking foul called against Gavin Silk. And I assure you folks, it was a charge, and I can tell by Coach Edwards' body language that he thinks Paxton Payne should have been called for the offensive foul. We're going to see Gavin Silk come to the bench, though, and sit down, though, probably. Coach Edwards may let him play with four here. 6:48 remaining. We'll have to see.
I think you got to maybe trust him for a little while right here, guys. Gavin, Jake starting to kind of impose his will in the paint. Gavin, too.
They know the stakes.
I think I tell you bring this one home.
Coach Edwards pretty red in the face over there.
And as they say, the ball doesn't lie.
Yeah.
It bounced back to him.
Payne misses that first attempt. Hits the second one. Payne having a good night tonight. 6:45 left in this one. Clay County's in front by 3, 51-48. Times walks it across the timeline. No need for the Bulldogs to be in a hurry. Kimes content to play it slow, communicates with Emerson here at left wing. It was so quiet in here for a minute, I heard them talking to each other. Kimes goes into motion, kicks it to Emerson. Emerson to Silk at high post. Now back to Emerson. Now to Silk. Kimes in the corner. He fires a three, missed it. Randolph rebound. Hands off to West.
The guy covering Kimes doubling down on Ashlock. Keep it out of his hands as West fires a three, Daniel.
West fired it, but he missed it. Gavin Silk rebounds. Ashlock crosses the timeline. 6 minutes on the dot remains in this one. Clay County in front by 3. Best boys contest we probably called during our 10-game, this is our ninth, our 9-game broadcast season, with the exception of Red Bowman. This one may be better, though, as Gavin Silk has
great cut to the basket.
The senior showing why Coach Edwards left him in as he adds two more there. He's played with four personals. 5:40 remains in this one. Clay County in front by 5, 53-48. Whistle on the floor.
Same old story. Inside post play. They're trying to get position. They whistle another foul. Randolph's going to the line.
Interesting call. Ashlock and Silk both with four personals. 5:36 actually on the clock. That's a long time in the fourth quarter.
Yes, it is.
Randolph had the line, as Thomas said, knocks down the first.
But now, guys, you're not in foul trouble until you get five.
Or
then you're in trouble.
We may have two in trouble in a moment. We've got a full timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. He has two left in this one. Monterey has three timeouts left. Clay County in front by four, 53-49, 5:36 remains.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice-cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina.
Quarter action resumes here. We've got Grace Quinn off of the free throw line. Line up on the floor for Clay County's original five starters. Emerson, Steele, Woodcock, Ashlock, and Tyler. Randolph misses that free throw. Ashlock gets three. Now Clay County in front by four. Full court pass knocked out of bounds. He was trying to get it to Emerson. West got a hand on it though.
We got a break there.
Dimes gets the ball and inbound pass from Emerson. 5.5 minutes and ticking. Bulldogs in front, 53-49. Gavin Silk inside. Two more for you.
Went up and pulled that one down.
Nelson was a finer to see here than the Bulldogs pull away during this fourth quarter.
We could run a little clock off here now. Run a little offense.
6 points to lead for Clay County. Emerson works inside to Ashlock. Ashlock is costing time. Times at that wing undefended. He circles back out top. Going to reset. Gives the steal, top of the key. Now to Emerson. Bulldogs playing slow, looking for a good shot.
That's it.
Steal, about 10 feet from the hoop. Back out to the time mark. Gives it up.
Oh, my mic's been muted. I apologize. Fortunately, Derek Upchurch, Clay County High School principal, was listening and sent me a message. I was muted after we come back from the break there, guys.
Well, he chimes,
adds 2 points.
Chimes on the post up.
57-49 now the score after Chimes scores. Appreciate Mr. Upchurch giving us that information. It'd be bad to have headed through this whole stretch without audio. Monterey with the ball. Chimes, let's see. Who was called for the foul? Peyton West was fouled. It was Heath. Heath Chimes called for the foul. That is his fourth. Folks, let's look at this. We've got Heath Chimes, Gavin Silk, Jake Ashlock, and all three played with four fouls. And we've got BJ with three, right?
Yeah.
BJ with three. Lots of foul trouble here. 3:50 to go. 57-49 the score. Free throw was missed by the Wildcats. Clay County with an 8-point lead.
Just stay outside, Heath. There you go.
A great contest here. First and second place teams in the district showing that's where they belong. Ashlock with it behind the arc, gives to Emerson. Emerson to Kimes. He drives to the paint. Blocking foul call against Billings.
That's consistency.
Yeah, it is. Being called the same at each end. That is the 18th foul for the Wildcats. Clay County has 9. Kimes at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 as we see Mason Sharp and Sage Tiernan come to the line to check in here down the stretch of this one. Tiernan comes in for Gavin Silk. And Sharp's going to be getting Kimes. I guess we're seeing Coach Edwards using Tiernan and Sharp on the defensive end of the floor. And we may see him sub back for the offensive. I'm not sure. Heath Kimes did knock down the front end of the 1-1. Earns the right to shoot the second. Second shot's away, no good. Morris with the rebound. Morris set out a long time during this game. He also has three fouls. He's back in for the home stretch. 3:15 and ticking here at Monterey High School. Clay County in front by nine. It's a three-possession ball game. Paxton Payne with the ball at right wing. Drives inside, gives it off to Morris. Morris to Randolph. Randolph fires a three. Hit it. Grayson Randolph having a great night tonight here for the Monterey Wildcats. 3:03 remains. A timeout taken by Monterey. 30-second variety. Clay County's in front by six, 58-52.
Hilton Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Fourth quarter action. I'm sure we'll have another round of advertisements before this one's done with 3:03 left. Each team has two timeouts remaining. Coach West wanted a 30-second, but he had used up both of those, it looks like. We came back a little early, but we'll stay with you here. Clay County 23-2 on the season, doing battle with Monterey, who are 21-6 on the season. Clay County 12-0 in district play. And Monterey 10-2 in district play. Living up to the hype this one is. Clay County in front by two possessions, 58-52. Good crowd on hand for Monterey and for Clay County on this Friday night action. The district tournament will get started before too long. Tuesday, February 12th, Clay County will be hosting a game, the district quarterfinals at Clay County High School. That's coming up in about 10 days from now. 3 minutes left. Clay County inbounds. Kynes has it, drives down low, tried to feed it to
We don't need that.
Emberton, it was stolen by West. West quickly into the front court, gives off to Randolph. He fires a three, missed it. Rebounded by Payne, his momentum takes him out of bounds. Peyton West came down so quickly, I think he would have been better suited to have slowed it down. And Monterey tried to took a better shot. I'm kind of glad he didn't, though. Clay County back with possession.
That was a huge miss right there by Randolph. That shot could have got him back in this game. But Clay County's going.
There we see in transition. Heath Times scoring for Clay County, extended that lead back out to eight.
We had the big players bring it up the floor, and they forgot about Heath under the basket.
West with it, right wing, gives to Randolph. Randolph drives, defended by Ashok. He dishes off to Borges. Borges is passed to Billings, stolen by Woodcock. Woodcock's
great
got five. Woodcock's got 5 3-pointers on this one. Nothing would be greater than to see him ice this one with another. Times drives into the lane, shots up, no good. Dishes on rebound, though. Kept it alive. However, Peyton West comes up with it, steals it from him. West down to Randolph. Randolph can't handle that pass. Wanted to shoot a three. Times steals it back. Times across the timeline. 2-on-1. Times backs it off. Gets it to Emberton. Emberton scores from left block. Well, we've got action going. We see Billy show Times. There should be an ejection at this moment in time. I don't know what we'll see, but Billings got up from the floor and visibly shoved Heath Times. I guess the officials didn't think it was an aggressive enough move, though.
Well, you know, Heath Kimes can get under your skin, guys. That's part of his game. I guess the officials didn't see it. That's all I know.
At the very least, it should have been a technical, if not the ejection. And here comes Payne. Payne fires a three. No good. Rebound by Silk. I better watch it. I may get too feisty down here and they eject me. A minute and a half left in the fourth quarter. Clay County in front by 10, 62-52.
Well, you can't ignore things like you've at least got to have a conference with the coaches.
Yeah, something right there.
You can't walk off and ignore that.
They may not have seen it. We saw it, did we?
Bottom line, Clay County's up by double digits here late in this ball game, and what an effort it's been from the Bulldogs here. And Heath Kimes has kind of brought them home here in the closing minutes with his defense, with his hustle, with his aggravation, Daniel.
We've said before that he brings the attitude and sets the tone emotionally for Clay County, and you're right, he's doing it now. Clay County with the basketball.
He's one of our honor students.
I don't know that we have. Yeah, absolutely. All of our Clay County players, excellent students, and Heath comes among those 26 other students at Clay County High School. Full timeout taken by I think that one was by, let's see, that's us. Coach Rob Edwards takes it. He has one left. Monterey has two. We'll play two ads and be back. Clay County leads by 10, 62-52.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Minute 15 remains in this one. Clay County with the basketball. It's inbounded to Silk. He drives across the timeline, gives it up to Woodcock. Woodcock now going to make the Wildcats come foul him perhaps. Gives it off to Sharp after he gets in the trap. Sharp gives it back to Woodcock. Minute to play. 62-52, Clay County with a 10-point, 4-possession lead. Now back to Mason Sharp. Wildcats have yet to foul. Now we see it. Peyton West comes up, forces the foul. Mason Sharp going to go to the line. He'll be shooting the front end of a 1-1. That's the ninth team foul for Monterey. seconds remaining in this one. Monterey, give credit to them. They played a great game. It's not over yet. As Mason Sharp does hit that first free throw, though, earns the right to shoot another. If Clay County hangs on, you know, they beat Monterey by 28 points back on January the 4th in Salina. Thomas, you talked all night about how Monterey was going to play very good in this gym, and that's exactly what we've seen happening as Mason Sharp also hits the second, Clay County up at 12.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. We knew this was coming. We knew there was going to be some adversity for Clay County, but they answered the bell. Coming on late, going to win this one by double digits as it ticks down under 40 seconds. Gavin Silk with a rebound, he's fouled. Going to go to the line to add to his total, Daniel. But how impressive is this Clay County team so far? You know, we talked about it being easy for them since Christmas. This one wasn't easy. And guess what? Tuesday night's not going to be easy either against this Red Bull squad that's going to be coming into Salina. It's just nice to see Clay County, you know, go against a quality opponent and come out on top in a big way down the stretch just like they need to.
I agree as Gavin Silk hits the first of his free throws. And the impressive thing to me is we've seen Mason Sharp, Sage Tiernan, Ben Bailey, Gunner Silk. We've seen four deep on the bench, maybe more at times, and it's been quality minutes. It wasn't at the end of quarters. It was in the middle of quarters, and all those substitutes did a great job filling in. 30 seconds to play, Monterey with the ball. West fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Gavin Silk. Silk now going to come across. Monterey going to back off. They're going to concede this ball game with 20 seconds left. We see the players talking to each other, shaking it up on the floor, these 10 guys, as we are now under 10 seconds. A lot of respect being shown between the two teams. They know that Monterey played hard tonight. As the buzzer sounds here at Monterey High School, Clay County winners by 14, 66-52, though it was a close game throughout, tied several times. Great job by both squads. Stay with us here. Come back. We're going to put some stats together, pick our top performers, and do the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at Monterey High School for the Farm Bureau postgame show. Girls action, Clay County won 71-41 to get to 21-6 on the season, 11-2 in district play. Boys action that we just called, that was the 14th consecutive win for Clay County. They beat Monterey 66-52. They are 24-2 now overall, 13-0 in district play. And Thomas, I think I left one little tidbit of information for you that I think you were wanting to share about this win.
Well, I just think, you know, we talked about how special it was to face some adversity and come back from it. But I tell you what's pretty nice, first loss, first conference loss for Monterey on their home floor here tonight. I kind of like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, anytime you can be first at anything, usually good. And it's something they may not forget. And we need to remember that they're going to come in, as my grandma used to say, the old and old hornet.
That's right. If we meet them in the postseason, which we likely will before the region plays over, they'll remember this loss we handed to them here. It's still a new gym, third year.
Just like we remembered what they did to us up here last year.
Yeah, very well.
I had a little motivation coming in here tonight. after they pretty much demolished us up here. The worst loss in a long time happened here in Monterey last year. Clay County getting revenge tonight with a pretty significant victory that came late there, guys, 66-52. But listen, this was a battle throughout. Yeah. Tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter. Clay County trailed by four and at the break at halftime, and then rallied for a two-point lead headed into the fourth quarter, and then put it away there, guys. Outscored the Wildcats 19-7 to put this thing away down the stretch. And, you know, it was just a classic battle, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And, you know, I'd like to compliment both teams tonight with the hard play on the floor. We had some good hard fouls. We had some good defense, some good offense, but except for one little minor flare-up. I mean, the guys, I mean, they kind of looked at each other and kind of grinned and smiled and said, hey, guys, you know, and kind of let them know, hey, good job, guys.
Right. It was a good, it was a clean game, and it was a high-quality game, like you say.
In a very hostile environment.
Yeah, great atmosphere up here tonight.
Let's hit the statistics, guys. The story for Monterey was Grayson Randolph, game-high 20 points here tonight. This did a great job, but they also had two others in double digits. Paxton Payne, I thought he had played maybe one of the best games I've ever seen him play, and he's been playing up here in Monterey a long time, seems like, had with 13 points. Peyton West had 11, but nothing else, guys. Kevin Borjas just 2, and Silas Randolph 6. So I think that was the key down the stretch for Clay County, their defense in that fourth quarter, holding the Wildcats to just 7 points down the stretch.
Yeah, and that's what they've done during all of our broadcasts. When it mattered most is when they played the best.
Right.
And that's the mark of a great team, you know. As long as they can keep doing that, we've got a whole lot more basketball to watch out of this boys' team this year.
We do. For Clay County, Sage Tiernan had 2 points. Ben Bailey, just 3, but it was a huge 3 early on to keep Clay County close. Mason Sharp came off the bench with 3 free throws. Heath Kimes, you talked about what he did and down the stretch there, Coach. 9 points tonight. Heath had a big game.
Absolutely. He played under control very well tonight. Very good job from him. Made some great passes. And a couple of times you noticed Heath wound up posted up down there with a guy bigger than him on him, and he turned around and just stuck it to him.
Did a good job. And Jake Ashlock did not score in the first half, guys. Was in foul trouble. Set out most of that entire first half. Had 8 points tonight, but they all came in that third quarter rally. Kind of back-to-back-to-back, a lot of them at the free throw lines. Big contribution for Jake Ashlock to kind of regain that lead for Clay County. 9 points, or 8 points tonight. B.J. Emerton in double digits. He's the one that scored the last 5 for Clay County in the third quarter to give him that 2-point lead headed into the fourth. Had 10 points tonight.
It's good to see. Good ball game from him tonight.
14.
Very good. Great young
and
man.
And Landon Woodcock tied the school record against Monterey up here with 5 3-pointers and 17 points tonight. Just another team effort from Clay County to pull this one off.
It was, and go ahead, Coach.
Oh, well, can I add something there? A lady just came up and hugged me, Randolph's mother.
Oh, okay. One
of my students at Salina High School many, many years ago, the Colson family from Willow Grove.
Okay, I wish we could have kept him. He had a great night up here. I wondered who that was.
Yes.
Well, folks, we're going to play one more set of ads. Come back and announce the TDS top performers for tonight's games. So please stay with us one more time.
The Colson family out of Willow Grove.
Bureau Postgame
had its older sister.
Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games.
No, I'm off.
Brought you
oh,
by
I wrong.
Agency manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your hosts as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We're back here for the final time at Monterey High School. Clay County's girls and boys both winners tonight up here on the mountain. And something that we have forgot to mention throughout, I see we've still got a few folks listening. Thomas, go ahead and share that. Big event happening tomorrow.
There is a lot more basketball to come at Clay County High School, guys. It's the Junior Varsity Boys District Tournament. So we've got every team from this District 6A Junior Varsity, with the exception of Clark Range. I think they backed out for some reason at the last minute, but Clay County kicks it off at 9 a.m. in the morning versus rival Pickett County. And then they'll play the winner of Trousdale County and Red Bowling Springs, who play at 10 a.m. at noon if they win, and the championship will be held at 2 p.m. with Georgeville, Jackson County, and Monterey in the bottom of the bracket. So it's going to be a good time to get a look at the future of District 6A.
Yeah, I think the only parameters in place, any player who has started multiple varsity games is not eligible to play. And the seeding was based upon after the first, the round of eight, when everybody had met each other once, they set the seeding from that point for this event. So, really cool stuff going on. The girls, not doing it, they don't have enough to do it. For the girls, you know, Pickett County, for example, has 9 players.
Right.
So they couldn't bring a team because they'd have to have a starter. So, anyway, big event going on tomorrow at Clay County High School.
Goes from 9 o'clock, goes through 2.
Time now to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Girls action. Rachel Copas, the sophomore point guard. She was hot. Possibly a career-high tally for her on scoring. Thomas, I'll let you break down through it some. She just played very well.
She did, and it was, you know, a product of the defense from Monterey, too. They were keying on Taylor Strong, doubling down on Kenzie Arms. But, you know, that's what a good player does.
Absolutely.
Takes advantage of what they're giving. Rachel Copas drove the lane, coach, and put it in the basket from the paint.
And one of the things I noticed, she kept the ball in front of her tonight.
She did
a good job of keeping the ball out in front of her, and then the finishing plays, looking at the basket.
Right. I think Rachel got it last week, too, in that Clark Range game.
Yeah.
We don't like to double them up. But hey, 24 points, possible game high. Kept us in this ball game early. You know, she earned it.
She did. She played very well. Boys action now.
And for the boys, you got to go with Landon Woodcock. Tied a record with 5 three-pointers against the Wildcats up here, the great shooter, Trent Bowles. Every week when we announce that three-point category, Trent Bowles is there. Well, he's going to be joined by Landon Woodcock next year when we play Monterey.
I actually think he had 5.5. That one went halfway there.
That's right. You're right. But he made 3 early on, guys, back-to-back-to-back in that first quarter. And then he made back-to-back three-pointers, if you'll remember, in the third quarter to get us going towards this win here tonight. Landon Woodcock really coming on. Scored his 1,000th point in just two seasons Monday, and he's coming on down the home stretch, guys.
Yeah, you know, we don't have stuff from back in Coach Watson's time on scoring, but talking about a modern era, with the exception of Tyree Key, Woodcock's production during a 2-year period maybe as high as anybody, you know, we've had, and Coach Edwards has ever had, at least on his squads. Guys, anything final before we sign off?
It's been just another great night up here, and a great victory for the Bulldogs here, like I said, in this hostile environment here tonight, and great job of holding their heads and putting this Monterey bunch away again.
A good game to prepare us for Tuesday's big matchup with Red Bowling. and the upcoming district and region tournaments. Well, folks, until this coming Tuesday evening when we'll be live from Clay County High School broadcasting, come out in person and watch them if you can. If you can't, tune in to us here on the Horizon Sports Network. For Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.